Anyway, let's get to gaming.
Living the life,
game.
Right, it is August 1927 in Chicago. I have five characters here. A criminal, whom somebody probably ought to play. An engineer, a journalist, a army captain, and a private investigator.
What kind of criminal?
He works for Mr. Moran.
So you said somebody should definitely play him?
Oh.
I'll play the criminal if you think that somebody should play the criminal.
Yep.
Did you say engineer, military officer?
Those are two separate.
Yeah. And sorry, what was the other one?
Journalist and private investigator.
Private investigator.
Anybody which ones
want to
can
be
females?
What's worth most of
them? The journalist and the PI I've got set up.
Okay. Do you?
Well,
in that case,
okay. I'll go for the.
I'll play the PI if you definitely need it, or the journalist if you definitely need that.
Apart from the gangster, the rest is pretty much open.
It's a gangster.
Absolutely.
So it's not B&E, it's just
legitimate ethnic businessman.
It's All right.
I was running one game in the Crimson Skies setting where it basically came down to, yes, he's a member of the Legitimate Ethnic Businessmen's Association.
Could I just have a glance at the engineer, just because engineer is a bit of a wide...
Persuasive, this fella.
And the engineer appears to have had an engineering issue with the printer. Mm-hmm.
Well, as I see it, there's persuasion and persuasion.
Mm-hmm. I take it that's the...
Given that there is no intimidation skill in this system.
Yeah.
Although your size can work as that.
Can I have a look at the private eye?
Mm-hmm. So it's the same stats on both, just a different name and photo.
Yes.
There's no spells listed here.
That's on the supplementary sheet. I'll give you that later.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, nice. It's quite a good equipment list. A pocket knife, 20-foot thin cord, and a Packard Tourer.
You know, I played Call of Cthulhu.
Guns.
For over 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe once or twice we ever had PCs actually cast spells. That just doesn't happen.
It was something that happened in the very early days of my cooling. And I just joined the group in time for them to do the classic summon and bind goal.
Oh, right,
except they had got summoned. They didn't realise that bind was a thing. That didn't go well.
Well, how, you know, I mean,
I think it's actually somebody cosplaying her rather than the actual actress.
You summoned it. It's here.
It's here.
I've actually got the wig. I can bring it.
Oh, he looks so happy.
From the lamp.
Does he?
Oh, he's got sadness in his eyes, though.
That's a man who's lost a fingertip in an industrial accident, hasn't he?
What a few. Oh wait, sanity roll. Is that going around?
You could, yeah. Actually, everyone else made the decisions. Yeah, there is that.
I don't have a fancy little spawny thing.
Well, go online. You can. Well, you can do. They did custom ones. There is no reason at all why you can't get HP podcast.
What are they called? What are they called?
All rolled up.
I'm going to send myself an email.
Well, just look up there. I think it's all rolled up. .co.uk
.com.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're
nice people.
They're very nice people, and I am perfectly capable of making a dice bag like that with the fabric and everything. But I'm quite happy.
It costs time. Time is valuable.
No, but it's their idea, and I don't want to steal it.
The other thing is, if they don't have a fabric you fancy, if you can supply them a fabric, they will do the sewing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will point out to you that there is a site, spoonflower.com, where they will custom print fabric.
Yes, there is.
But a lot of these, they've done Fight and Fantasy ones, so you can get with Death Trap and all that. They're doing all the official tie-ins.
Do they have any John Hancock patterns?
What would you put on it? Really?
Your face! Just
my face.
All over. Like,
why?
A pattern of John's face.
Why not?
Because I get to look at it every day anyway.
I don't.
He does actually have a point. I mean, I can't
argue. As long as it's not your own face, because that's very narcissistic.
Surely, all things considered, we ought to do it the next face.
Thank you.
And then send it to him.
Oh, my God.
That's
freaky.
He'd like it, though. That's the thing. It would rather take the joke out of the whole affair, that he'd be very pleased. Unless we get a bad picture. I'll take a few screenshots as we go. Okay, I'll go for the engineer.
What is happening? Overall, dust. Bronze, silver, dice trays,
and change my nickname
accessories.
Well, you just all rolled up just all the.
What's the different colour?
Well, they did all kinds of different colours. See what wrong it is.
Yeah, well, I knew I liked this sheet. I was looking at it because it was form fillable anyway. But it has on the back a place to log the dance steps, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We do one that's got like
also your favourite speaker.
It's a fabric version of the
notes
and maps and things in the back.
This is a cool character sheet, actually. I've not seen this one before.
I can't remember who did it. If you look on Wise DC for form fillable, 1920s.
Okay.
Yeah, James Red.
Nowhere.
I've just got those scribbled
in the
corner. Basically, all my notes are on bits of this. They all look the same, and they're now mixed up with a list of what CDs I've copied across to the player.
We have piles of paper all over the place. We are going to have a tidy up.
No, it's got my notes.
That of course is why you can buy high speed scanners, that you just put a pile of paper into and it'll rip, pull off one sheet at a time and scan both sides.
We don't need one, we've got a scanner that will scan. If I figure out how to save it onto a computer, then it's a scanner. Well, you can do that.
You do the scanning from the computer rather than just pressing the button on the scanner.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. 50.
It's alright, nobody noticed.
You're doing alright. Oh, I like that. Is that you?
So embarrassed, he's hiding himself behind.
Okay, I've obviously only ever just seen the writing and not the picture.
That's rude. No one's having tentacles.
But it still looks new, is what I think she meant. Still looks.
No, I've just probably never registered the picture before. I've just noticed them.
I think we might actually. Oh, is this yours?
Oh, it is.
Right, yeah, okay. I just think they don't normally come around with her.
No,
it's a pencil. Oh, Cthulhu doll.
It'll come around at some point.
Did you sculpt that Cthulhu?
Sorry?
Did you sculpt a little Cthulhu there?
The Cthulhu gong?
No, that's what I won last year.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, whereas I figure that if Paul's going to offload his stuff onto me, I might as well just come and make it haunted.
We forgot to bring back what we won last year. Because we got it home and the wing fell off. So it needs to come back.
What a rip-off.
Mine was probably about the best possible thing, because A, it was small, and B, it was a pack of cards that I can actually use.
Yeah, whereas ours was the Cthulhu.
The
Queen's
just a big plastic
Cthulhu.
Not for a
game,
just a
it's
huge
not
sort
big.
Of inaction figure.
Cthulhu action figure.
Yeah.
Without much action.
Okay. The action.
With realistic sleeping action.
Falling over and being, yeah.
Cantor away?
I see if I can find a picture of it. I definitely.
Well, originally it would be Kantrovich, but probably it probably Americanized to Kantrowitz.
Or Stone. Kantrowitz? Or something like that.
Stone, my name's Stone.
Yeah, I've discovered doing the research of this that Jaime Weiss, whom you might make some assumptions about from that name, was actually a Polish Catholic boy.
Alright.
But he's dead by 27 anyway.
What year is this?
This is August of 27.
Okay. In Chicago?
Yeah. So there is an ongoing struggle between Capone's outfit and Moran's Northside mob. There is also an announcement from the Yerkes Observatory. An astronomer named Elvi says the sun could explode at any minute. And if the sun should explode, we would know of it in 8 minutes, and we have 138 hours to live. At that time, the burning gases would reach the Earth and we would be annihilated. It's not quite clear why he's saying this.
Is he well respected?
Yeah.
He's probably just rustle up some enthusiasm for a lecture tour, a very short lecture tour or something.
138-hour lecture tour.
I need.
Cheers.
Give you money?
When I bring it.
Okay.
But in any case, you are all friends of Cyril Stevens, well, in fact, he would be regarded as a co-worker of yours, technically.
Okay.
But you've all. I mean, You're all aware that that this guy's job does occasionally involve shooting people, but what can you do?
So well, how do we
know each other?
Well, you're all habitués of the same speakeasy, a place known as Nowhere.
Gotcha.
Okay. So who are you?
Maddie Kranowitz?
However you want to do it.
Matthew. But Maddie. People call him Maddie.
Because no one can pronounce his surname.
Yeah. Not even him.
And what do we think you know?
He is an entrepreneur.
Oh, well, yes.
A businessman.
More of a euphemism, isn't it?
You're a businessman.
He's a businessman.
His
fingers are in many pots.
As in, he can get things if we need...
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And information.
Well, and you're a PI, so you would know that he is connected to the mob.
See, now with all this mob talk, the fact that I'm an engineer makes it sound more like I'm an engineer.
And what's your name?
Henry Coltrane. I am, in fact, an engineer, except I suspect I really am just an engineer. I probably have central heating as well.
Can I write on these?
Yeah. I don't want to back, so...
Okay.
John,
you're Henry? John Henry.
John Henry.
Whoa.
John Henry. That's
ridiculous. I'll just stick to John Hancock.
there is no steam drill in this adventure.
I've got to operate heavy machinery.
I am Tonya.
Tonya
McNamara.
I'm not going to bother with that.
I'm a PI.
Private dick.
I'm a journalist. Called Joanna Cassidy, but I go by Joe.
Are you a freelance journalist, or do you work for a particular paper?
It looks like I might be freelance.
Yeah, basically, if you work for a paper, they put you on covering the mayor's wife's garden party.
I have a particular interest in the occult, by the looks of it. So I'd like to go.
Okay, I have
no
grasp of it.
Small newspapers.
The big Chicago newspapers are the Tribune and the Sun Times.
Mm-hmm.
In case you guys were.
I think I'm more of a magazine kind of girl.
Oh, okay.
So
generally providing your own photographs as well.
Yeah.
So this scientist. Spouting off about the moon exploding
Well, I know you're not a scientist.
The moon exploding is obviously ridiculous.
Guy,
nobody ever built
so
a story on
what
that.
What do we know about your guy?
I perhaps fixed your heating.
Consulting engineer is the way I see him.
Consulting engineer.
So, yeah.
Somebody
says we've got this project. It's 6 months behind schedule and we haven't even started yet.
Yeah, it involves a number of anomalous objects, a lot of concrete, and some bridge foundations.
So, what does he do? Have you done mob work? Are you a mob work guy?
Of course not. That'd be absurd. What an accusation.
Are we at the speakeasy now? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Or is there more,
we will open when you're okay.
Because Henry, he might know something. I read in the paper that's about the sun exploding thing. Because you're into science stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wouldn't call myself a scientist.
So
yeah, I guess I am.
Nobody seems to be freaking out about this. Val, jeez.
Open a window.
I didn't want him to stop.
We need a squeaky door, we know where to go.
Yeah, a squeaky door, of course.
Or a farting elephant, whichever.
Yeah,
I mean, why would anyone freak out about it? I mean, you might as well say that a legion of unicorns are marching on the town.
Yeah, but he's one of these guys from University of Chicago?
The X Observatory.
That's a reputable place.
Yeah, what, sits on a hill on his own all night staring into a telescope. You see things.
Hey, Tanya, you hear anything about this sun exploding thing?
Yeah, right.
It sounds pretty crazy.
Sounds very crazy.
So, I'm not buying into it.
No,
another cup of tea, anyone?
Tea
tastes best out of a green glass bottle.
Hey, it's Joe. Hey, Joe. Do you know anything about the sun exploding thing?
So you read it in the paper already?
Yeah.
Oh, darn, where's my scoop gone?
Well, it's not much of a scoop.
I could go for the horoscope angle. I could find out whether it's auspicious time. Maybe there's something in that.
Can you cast the sun's horoscope?
He's suggesting that for some people the sun exploding would be auspicious. Are you asking if it's an auspicious time for the sun to explode?
Wait, is this one
Surely
of these?
It's not good for anyone.
It's got a biblical kind of thing. Is that one of these? Is that what we got here? Is this Armageddon? The horsemen.
Plague of locusts.
Riding.
Armageddon shivers. No, it's
what was the scientist's name again?
Attention.
Mr. Elvey, C.T. Elvey.
C.T. Elvey. Okay.
I'm going to get out of the notebook. Keep wrapping notes.
And this is an actual historical press release, folks.
Oh. It's a press release, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it might not have actually hit the newspapers as yet. When was it released?
This is Monday the 15th, and this was given out on the Sunday.
Well, I can see what I can find out about him.
Well, I mean, I'm not looking to
start an investigation. I'd say it's a couple of
sandwiches.
No, I'm just curious. And, you know, it's kind of fun to talk about, thinking about the sun. What would you do with your last, I don't know, what did it say, 8 minutes?
138
hours. 138
hours?
I would kill everyone I've ever met. I have no idea. play cards, get drunk.
So how would you know about it in 8 minutes? And then did it take...
Because they'll see it, and then it's got to travel.
No, hang on.
But if we've seen it, then it's already travelled.
No,
that's the line.
No, in the thingamajabby,
but then it takes
something about
for everything else to get here.
We would know of it in 8 minutes, and we would have 138 hours more to live.
There you go.
At that time, the burning gases would reach the Earth, and we would be annihilated.
Yeah.
That!
Yeah. So light travels faster than
the burning gas.
Okay.
So we would see the pss, and then the gas would come rolling in.
Afterwards.
Yeah, very much like that situation with the door a minute ago. Was the gas
exactly? Woo!
Well, weekend away and
funny
not
thing.
Paper. I don't know.
Well, there'd be lots of rioting and looting because people would want it stopped.
Yeah,
now you'd
think
not
think
be able to stop
it.
Again.
I think it sounds like worth the phone call to chat to this guy.
Well,
could maybe spin something out.
Yeah,
of
I'll see.
I'd imagine he's hiding from the phone at the moment.
So, where's the observatory from here?
Everybody's doing it.
That wasn't us.
It's your 8 minute warning.
Basically, on the edge of town. As you're talking about this, young woman comes in. You vaguely know her. Your occasional workmate, Cyril's girlfriend.
Oh.
What's she called?
Cyril? Dolly. Have you guys seen Cyril around?
I've seen
him.
No. I don't think he's been in.
I was out with him on Saturday night, and I went to take a powder, and when I got back, he'd gone. I just haven't seen him since.
Where were you?
In
here?
No, Massimo's.
Oh,
so,
Massimo's.
But reasonably nice restaurant.
Did you just up and left?
Yeah.
Must have.
Which I didn't like him. Sorry?
Did you have an argument?
No. Did
he
fine.
Get a wire or something?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just stepped away for a moment and.
Oh. Well, it's not like
5 minutes later he was
gone.
It's
not like Cyril to run out on a tab, is it?
Well, how do we know Cyril?
He's well, occasional drinking buddy, and you have occasionally worked with him.
All right, okay.
He's on the same team.
Gotcha.
Probably has an amount of.
Did he seem all right before?
Yeah, he was fine. He was going out to celebrate because a piece of work he'd been involved in had come off. And,
oh,
yeah, I don't ask questions.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Well, no, that's why he's such a good couple. I suppose you can ask around, but I haven't seen him.
Yes, I've gone.
Kind of worried.
He's tried his place and...
Yeah.
Phone. That's a bit worrying, isn't it? What about any of his other colleagues?
Well, I don't really know his business associates, except for you, of course, Mr. Kantrowitz.
Oh, it's all right, yeah. Don't worry about it. We'll look. If we hear anything, we'll let you know.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm really kind of worried.
That's it. Kind of odd.
Well, I mean, does he normally work alone and do occasional side things, or does he tend to have a regular partner? Or?
From what we know,
quite a lot of this is work, this sort of thing is working alone.
So he has had to run off somewhere. It can't be that unusual that somebody would go to ground without a word.
In the middle of a meal?
You may have got an idea of the bill. I mean, we're talking about the sun exploding and people disappearing. Not everything is some weird mystery. Life is just, you know, greasy nuts and smelly boilers.
Ain't that the truth? Cheers!
Another round of tea?
Please.
May I try pom pom? Thank you.
It's not one of these things that to concern ourselves with. People go off and do things, or maybe they piss off the wrong guy.
Yeah, I mean,
are you the wrong guy?
Yeah,
you
but
know people to disappear all the time.
Do you know what you know what he's been involved in?
Me personally, no.
If somebody pissed off the wrong guy, the usual solution is they turn up somewhere very public, shop full of hots.
Yeah.
Right, yeah,
and he hasn't turned up yet.
And indeed, Massimo has well turned up.
Maybe
shop
he's
full of hots. Yeah, so, I mean, if he wasn't spotted being dragged, somebody must have seen him leave.
Who's
yeah
my boss?
You would work for Peter Gusenberg.
Is
Moran's,
like
Moran's lieutenant, basically.
Where does he, if I wanted to talk to him, where would I go?
There are some places you know he'd be hanging out.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should see talk to Pete about this and see if he's heard anything.
Yeah, but surely she must have asked the. She's still there, sorry.
No.
She's gone off unless he wanted her to stay.
No, surely she must have asked the waiter or something.
Having had a quick slug of tea.
People must have.
Study
her
nerves.
Well, I've got to swing by that end of town anyway, so.
But, I mean, surely
I'll
she asked.
Pop in and ask.
And
well,
somebody
yeah
must have seen him leave, but she's describing it as if he's just vanished.
Well, I'll go see.
Okay, sure.
Wait,
can you arrive?
Is this the story? Are we supposed to investigate this? Okay.
Well,
I wasn't sure if we're like, whatever, and this is like a lead, like a kind of a thing to the side that we come back to later when another big thing happens.
Well, I'm parked just outside. I've got a couple more drinks. I'd be happy to give anyone a ride.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Let's face it, we barely have driving licenses at this point. Never mind anything
else.
You get a lot of people in a pack.
Henry holds his liquor well.
He goes temporarily blind every time.
But it's only straight as a temporary. It's temporary.
Somebody say left.
In a pair of vice grips so the vapours coming off it don't overcome you, yeah.
Alright, what, are we going to drop into Massimo, see if we can...
Yeah, see if Massimo...
He must have seen which way he went.
He must know something about what's going on with... Because Cyril's in the same crew as me,
what's
yeah.
What's
the
night are we?
Sorry?
What time of night are we?
This is early evening.
Alright, so we... Go for a meal
yeah, sure, yes.
Assuming we can just walk in.
Yeah, of course we can. I'm sure
I'm not really dressed.
No, we can go in. We're fine. Yeah, yeah.
We'll get recognised enough to
it's
get
a he's being social. He's at
the doors on us.
At, what was that? Maybe Moose? No, not the same place. That would be too much. He's at...
Sorry?
The county club? The
Oh, Pete, you're thinking of.
Yeah, Pete. Where would he be hanging out?
Let's see.
Like the linen club, the
yeah, that'll do.
And this
the rolls are getting bigger this year.
Yeah, we booked.
They're being cheapskates before, and they're like, you know
bigger,
what?
Bigger, better, stronger.
It's
no, they've
time.
Just reinvested. All the cash from the previous years has gone into that roll.
Is that
there.
That's
how you do
it. Whoa, it is huge.
Yep.
It's a full-on salty.
Wow.
Cheese and pickle.
It's the onion, the
oh, was
chutney.
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 Yeah, pickle.
Is that what it is?
It's posh pickle.
Posh pickle. Same kind of thing. So,
Well, we could see if they've got a table.
Well, we could. So, we've got 3 leads at the moment, haven't we? We've got Peter as a person to go and talk to.
Yeah.
Then we've got the restaurant to go and find out, and we've got a guy to interview about the sun exploding.
Yeah, that, I don't think there's quite in the same investigation, though, is it?
No, but you're interested in things.
Well, yeah, I mean, some girls got to live here. And
yeah,
it sounds like a good piece that I can.
I'm just thinking our friendly disappearance here. It might be the sort of story that you wouldn't actually be able to.
Well, I'm not going to get through you on the phone to admit this time of night. No scientist is going to answer the phone now.
Well, you don't know.
He's in an observatory. Surely
it's
he works
at night.
Well, yeah, probably phone from the restaurant.
Yeah, and the observatory is going to be open at night, like you said.
And we can probably catch up with Peter later in the evening. So should we go to the restaurant first and see?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Find out, because you know, get a bit peckish. These cocktails are my stomach.
Yeah, you need something to absorb the bad alcohol.
Shout when you want the sandwich.
Okay.
Every bottle matured at least 15 minutes.
Got a nice oaky flavour. Assuming it's mature, they'll open that. So. Alright, let's go and see if they can fit us in for the evening, as opposed to fitting us up.
Okay, all going in?
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, I was going to sit in the car, but if people are talking about having a meal, I'm going to look like a right Charlie, so I might as well come in and have a meal.
Right, the maitre d' starts to say fully booked and then sees you, and oh, of course, sir. Of course we've got a table for you.
Realises he might not live through the sentence if he says.
It's your problem.
That's what I like, hanging out with this group.
Tip the guy. Tip everybody.
Were you working last night? Saturday night even? Well, last night, it's Monday, isn't it?
Oh, what? Yes, madam.
So a friend of ours was in with his girl. Apparently he disappeared halfway through the meal.
Are we at Lucy's?
Yeah.
Massimo's?
Yeah.
Massimo's? We are there, okay.
Yeah.
And is that where Peter is?
No.
Okay.
We'll probably get on to that.
Sorry.
Where Cyril disappeared from?
Yes. No, I was making I thought we were going to another place. Sorry, that's right. Okay. I wasn't driving.
Did you see him leave at all?
Not sure I recall, ma'am.
Well, surely somebody must have. I mean, he would have checked his hat.
You get the feeling he might be holding out for a tip.
Yeah, come on. We're friends here. You know, you help me, I help you. That's how things work between us. We're friends. Good. We're pals.
I'll stuff him up.
Persuade.
You got credit rating.
Yeah, 34. Well, under my persuade of 85.
Wow.
Yeah.
Persuasive gentleman you are.
That's I'm really. That's the best thing. And yeah. The best thing, the best skill.
Whereas, rather worryingly, I seem to speak German rather well.
You do?
Henry Coltrane, now I mentioned, it does seem like the sort of name you pick off the spine of a book you see in someone's office. What's your name? It is Henry Coltrane.
Yeah, though it is pretty much the language you're required to speak as an engineer anyway.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Well, German.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Why don't I get Roberto? He was on duty on Saturday night. He might remember something.
Yeah, you do that. Thank you.
Excellent. And perhaps a jug of water for the table.
Sparkling.
Sparkling?
Non-vintage water de table.
Vintage sparkling water.
Okay.
Mm. So, Roberto comes over to take the orders, and he looks quite nervous. And it seems like, you know, business of guys bigger than I am, and I don't want no trouble with those guys. But
those guys?
Yeah. People you might know, sir.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there he was, and then just. Got up, walked out. It seemed quite calm, but I thought maybe he saw somebody in the street he wanted to speak to or something like that. But
he didn't take his hat and coat. He didn't.
No. Just got into a car and it drove away.
Oh, what sort of car?
It's a
pretty new car. Might be one of those Lincolns.
So is hat and coat still here?
Yes.
Well, we should probably get them back to the lady. I'm just thinking you're suggesting that there might be some trouble. I mean, all you've said is he went out, got into a car voluntarily, as far as we can tell. He wasn't dragged out into a car or anything.
So he just got up and left.
It just seemed, kind of unusual. It doesn't do to ask questions.
Somebody didn't come in and escort him out.
I didn't see anybody come over and speak to him. There was at least one other guy in the car because he wasn't driving it.
Did he?
He got into the back.
Did he toot the horn or anything?
No. Certainly not that I heard. It was quite noisy in here anyway.
He wasn't waiting for a cab or anything like that.
No, they were just having the main course.
A bit of a mystery, but obviously if something was going on that might cause problems for my friend here, it would be terribly inconsiderate to leave out anything that might leave him in danger.
Oh boy, yeah, I hate danger.
Yeah, I mean, you're always looking over your shoulder just because people don't do the friendly thing and tell you what's happening.
Thank you.
The unholy clatter of the plate.
Now that I think about it, I think maybe I remember the license plate.
Really? You do?
That's very helpful, isn't it? You'd be able to avoid that license plate and feel much safer.
Illinois 24305.
Isn't that a Glendale number?
Illinois 24305. That's quite some attention you paid to that car. Or was it?
Well,
that
just
pays off in some jobs, doesn't it?
It was fairly new. But local.
What we need now is a private dick who can run numbers with a friend in the force.
Yep, maybe.
Well, it's DMV. Department of Motor Vehicles. You're an American. You know how these things work.
Just fix the cars, I mean, just because I drive one doesn't mean I've actually registered it.
Not a lot I can do about that this time of night.
No. Well, we may as well.
I can have a look tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah. Should we order the entrees?
Yeah, sure.
Let's get something to eat. I think it was my last few days on the earth. What I would do. There was this girl.
Here we go.
I knew her back when I was about 18 years old. She was. Beautiful girl, Roger's eating her, so I'm just pulling the time. She's a beautiful girl.
Lazy eye, but apart from that.
No, inside now. She's just a wonderful human being. But I was up to no good, and I was looking for something else, something more. Well, Sal, she ended up getting with Brandon Fisher. Mm-hmm. They got hitched. And then I thought to myself, why did I make my choices in life that I did? Why, Sally would have been a perfect wife. Could have lived happily, settled down, things would have been easy, but I decided to take this life of
a
business.
Can I use the phone in the lobby?
So you're thinking it's her fault, then? She's stuck with you, you'd be a better man. Is that it?
Well, I would say it's her fault, but if I do see her, I kill her.
Mm. Yeah. That's a sweet story, man.
Yeah, I thought so.
I might go and give the scientist a quick bell. The number is on the bottom of the press release.
Yerkes Observatory.
So can I speak to Dr.
Helvey.
Mr. Helvey, please.
I'm afraid he's got a lot of calls at the moment, but
he'll want to speak to me. It's Joanna Cassidy. I'm doing a big spread on his press release. I just need to fill in a few more details.
Oh, I love that thing about corruption in the mayor's office. Funniest thing I've ever read. Yeah, sure, I'll put you through.
Everyone likes a corrupt mayor.
It's hilarious.
I mean, look at Carrie Elwes in Stranger Things. It was brilliant.
It was very good.
All right, yeah.
Mr. Elvey?
Joanne Cassidy. I'm calling for a freelance journalist, and I'm thinking of doing a large piece on your interesting press release for one of the magazines I work for. thought it'd be nice to ask some questions. So
yes, of course.
So you're suddenly saying that the sun could explode any moment?
Well, yes, there's, I mean, we don't understand fully the internal processes, but there's nothing to say. It should keep going the way it has been going. It, at some point it will, and that could be tomorrow or it could be in a million years.
Oh, well, what
this
makes
is
you...
This is a scoop and a half, isn't it?
What makes you release the press release now? What's changed?
Well, we're gradually understanding by more detailed observation just how these processes work, and that there's obviously something that's... it's nothing like a full understanding yet, but we're gradually learning more about this, and I'm not saying I think it's going to happen, but I think it's a thing people should be aware of, you know, that things just aren't going to last forever.
Well, how is that going to help us? Because, you know, you're not exactly giving us much time, so...
Well, maybe with more observations we'll be able to have some sort of warning of this, but...
So you think it's going to happen tomorrow?
No, but it wouldn't surprise me if it did.
And what makes you say that?
Well, as I say, the patterns of sunspot activity are definitely doing unusual things.
Oh, and sunspots. So what are the sunspots doing?
Well, normally they go in a cycle, which we're just beginning to understand, but they seem to be continuing up the cycle instead of going down again.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Can we get a picture of these sunspots?
Sure.
Oh, big grand.
Yeah, and don't dry yourself if you burn out your camera. We've got pictures off the scopes.
Oh, and how long have you been observing this increase in sunspot activity? When did that start? When has it changed its pattern?
Well, it should have been perhaps 6 months ago. Would have expected it to start going down again, and it's just kept going up.
All right. So is there any... I'm not quite sure how you're doing all this clever stuff, but how do we know what the sunspot activity was before that? Are we kept records?
Well, just historical observation.
All right, okay. So people will be keeping an eye on this. So how long have we got a record of sunspots for?
Only about 2 hours. Oh, really? Only about 2 previous cycles.
All right, okay. Okay, so that's a bit unusual, this sunspot activity. Is there anything else unusual that's happening at the time that could explain what's...
Well, not yet, but of course the we have terrible restrictions on budget, and we can't make all the observations we'd like to. And that's part of why we put out the release. You know, we really need to know more about this.
Yeah, indeed.
This is a man who doesn't understand the press.
Complete lack of some connection with research funding. excellent. So this sounds really interesting. So do you think it's anything to do with horoscopes and the pattern of the sort of other planetary motions?
Madam, I thought you were a serious journalist.
You've always got to find an angle, mister. but you know, is there anything else happening at the moment that's unusual in heaven?
Nothing that I'm aware of, but...
Okay. Well, it's, maybe it is a bit more of a straight piece for a serious magazine. But I'd definitely like to see some of these pictures of the sunspots. Are there any particular patterns in sunspots you'd like to see?
Not particularly, no. Okay. We don't know what makes them go into the shape they do, of course.
What shape? I mean,
well,
the spots.
Basically, it's a random distribution, slowly moving around.
Random.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. I'm really, really pleased to have spoken to you. So, I'll can you pop some of those photos? I don't know how it works. Put some photos in the post, do we?
I could do, or you could pick them up.
I think we could go visit him. Okay, I might pop up tomorrow to pick up the photos.
Sure.
That'll be grand.
Just give your name at the desk.
Okay, brilliant. Excellent, thank you very much.
Click.
Well, that sounded like a really worthwhile lead.
I can get this.
Sorry, I was just in the gents' room.
Oh, wow. Oh, they charged me 150 quid for it.
Yeah, actually, not very long ago it would have gone for that. I've got that one, and until they reprinted it
yeah,
the first time.
People
were very much after it.
Okay, so there's something strange happening in the sudden.
Okay.
Change of some sort of activity.
And so we're in imminent danger then.
I'm sorry, what did I miss?
Sunspot activity, apparently we're all going to die.
What, is this the thing?
Mm. It's got to be pretty dramatic, otherwise why would you have made a big deal about it?
Well, still looking for some more money, so I won't worry about it too much. But
he wants money?
Okay.
He wants more research funds.
Well,
so
he might
be egging the pudding.
Wait a minute. He's asking for money or he blows up the earth, is that what you're saying?
Wait a minute, no. So the world's going to explode. But he wants the money.
No, he wants to know when it's going to
explode. That's a good point.
What's he going to do with it?
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
He's going to be dead.
He's a con artist. Yeah. Obviously the world's not going to explode.
On the other hand, what are you going to do with it?
That's true.
Well, the important thing is that this guy doesn't get it.
I ain't buying it. That's all I'm saying. But I'm a little worried about Cyril here. It's weird. Strange stuff. Strange.
You'd probably better talk to Peter about it. Sorry, Mr. Gusenberg.
Yeah, yeah. Peter boy.
Once we've finished our dinner.
Well, obviously.
Is there a boot?
Should we just
a boot boy
all turn and walk out halfway through?
I'm going to finish mine.
Back in a moment.
Pudding's a very good one. Pop out.
She just walked out halfway through.
It worked for Cyril. He got a free meal. Well, left before the entree, so.
He's having a really nice starter at another restaurant somewhere else.
You here every night?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you see a Lincoln pull up on Saturday night? And a guy get in, a new one?
Yeah, a lot of nice cars passed here. I mean, sure, but I saw a lot of cars that night. So a lot of cars every night.
Yeah, this is one in particular. A guy got in on his own from here, the car pulled up. He walked out the restaurant, got straight in it.
Wasn't wearing a hat.
No hat, no coat. He just got in the car.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I saw that.
Did you see who was in the car?
Didn't get a good look at him, but there was one guy driving, one guy in the back, and this guy got in the back as well.
Did he seem to know them?
They didn't say anything.
He just got in.
Stepped up, opened the door, got in, closed the door, they drove off. I didn't hear him say anything.
Oh, okay. Have you seen that car around at all?
I don't think so. I mean, it's the new Lincoln Model L.
What colour?
I like one of those. Black. They only do them in black.
They only do them in black.
But there are a few of them around.
Okay. Anything you can tell me about the boot boy outside? Shoeshine guy. Is there anything you can tell me about either of the guys who were already in the car?
Well, like I say, I didn't get a good look at him. Guy behind the wheel was just sitting there. Didn't see. He, I don't know. Maybe he wasn't too comfortable. He was looking around a lot. Guy in the back was just sitting there. He didn't even look around when the other guy got in.
Did you see which way the car went?
Well, sure, it went over that way, turned right. But that doesn't really pin it down much.
No, okay. All right, thank you. I'll go back in the restroom. Just trying to get a bit more information on the car.
So after the meal, I think we're done here, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm going to equip his hat and coat.
All right.
Yeah, get him out to the restroom.
And once we're out of the restaurant, I'll have a quick check of the pockets.
Okay, well, one thing is quite obvious even before that, which is that there is not a strong but a distinctive smell around about the coat in particular. If you think about it a bit, it's tanneries or something like it.
Well, like urine.
Yeah, well, as processed and boiled and so on.
Yeah.
As opposed to somebody's peed on this coat.
Okay.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Tanneries.
We don't have an area knowledge skill in this area. But I don't know, int times five, you're all locals.
Well, I'm thinking of
idea, basically.
Yeah.
You?
Nope. I have no idea.
Yep. Wow.
Yep, 18.
Okay, those of you who made it, there is a tannery district. It's charmingly known as Little Hell. It's basically after the earthquake and fire. It's one of the areas that got rebuilt initially as barracks, basically for all the people who've been knocked out of their houses. But it's now a pretty poor area. Tanneries are the main industry.
Okay, a few thoughts on what we've got so far. We should check the Lincoln dealers.
Yeah.
Can't be that many people who actually...
I can check the license plate in the morning.
We can check that as well. You said the guy in the back was sitting and just didn't say anything, didn't move?
Nope.
So maybe he wasn't...
But the driver did, was looking around.
Well, Cheryl just went out and got in and sat down.
Didn't say anything.
And go, oh. Then maybe they've both been collected in the same way. So... There must have been something set up, maybe somebody calling in a favour that, you know, whenever he turns up, this is it, you've got to drop everything and come and get it.
Possibly.
We could go drive over in that district. Just
yeah.
Kind of tool around.
You want me to just drive around the Tannery district?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, see if we can find a Lincoln. And yeah. When you got a license plate.
I just washed his car. Yeah, okay.
Hey, what else are you doing tonight?
I still think it's weird to get that dropped out without even saying goodbye to his girls.
Yeah,
got to loo. I mean, how desperate could this thing be?
Well, it could be life or death kind of thing. Certain people work in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other things to be found in the jacket. It's a coat rather. It's quite a nice coat. General random stuff in the pockets.
What size coat is it?
It's a sterile size.
You
hope
it's size 14. I don't know. Maybe
you're looking at it thinking, I always like that coat.
You have good dress sense, this guy.
Yeah, it'll probably fit you.
Yes.
He's not going to put it on now.
Is it a good look to go to his girlfriend and say, I'm going to find him when you're wearing his coat?
Now you say that. And then you put the coat on. You don't wear it when you go.
There's also a small pistol in my pocket.
Like a revolver or a derringer?
Little derringer sort of thing.
All right.
Is it?
Full shot.
Safety catch on?
It's kind of small to have a safety catch.
It's small to do anything other than.
Yeah, I mean, it's a backup gun rather than a.
Caliber of some derringers?
Not that one. One or two shot wonders.
But even so, he's walked out without his backup gun.
Yeah.
Without his coat, without saying goodbye to his girl.
It's the coat and hat that's weirder. No, seriously, I mean, you don't go out without... You get noticed if you're walking around without any sort of a hat or a coat at night. That's what people remember.
Yeah.
You've got a gun in the pocket, who's going to know?
That's very, very odd. Very odd indeed.
Okay.
That is weird behaviour. That's worth looking into.
So, if we come out of the restaurant, down the road, turn right, which direction do we head towards?
Basically downtown.
Towards,
not
right.
Roughly in the direction of Little Hell.
Basically, if you're getting out of this bit of town, it's probably the way you go for most routes.
Right, okay.
But it would obviously have been to somewhere in Little Hell.
But it's not going somewhere immediately local, is the only thing you
can
really
say. Did Sarah
have
a car?
Sorry?
Did he have a car?
Oh, yeah, that was here with Dolly, but we don't know. We'd have to hunt down Dolly to see if he had a car. How far, do I know where he lives? Does he live close?
You've got an address.
Oh, you can have his address. All right, yeah. Maybe we should go to his house.
Yeah.
Before we start doing all this stuff. I didn't even think about that. I know where
surely
she's my friend.
Surely she's already done that.
He has a place he was sharing with Dolly.
Oh, okay.
Well, we could return the coat.
Yeah.
Well, don't mind that it smells of embalming fluid. It's just.
We don't have to return the coat.
Yeah, we do.
I think probably we should. Show willing.
I mean, if it went missing again later, that wouldn't be an issue.
So, if he's living with Dolly, isn't that even more strange, the fact that... Yeah, you know, I was thinking that they were living... They were sort of not that long.
They were hitched up. Well... Yeah.
And then the fact he walks out in the middle of me without saying goodbye.
Really? That's scandalous. Scandalous.
I mean, I didn't think I was a bloodthirsty killer, but I thought he had morals.
Well, let's go to his house. It's relatively close.
Yeah. I mean, it's suburbs rather than middle of town, but close in suburbs.
Is the tanning district closer?
Probably about the same from where you're starting.
Yeah, well, let's go to his house first. Look around. Maybe there'll be some clues.
Yeah, sure. She may not be back, actually. She might still be drowning in sorrow.
Still be looking for her.
You don't suppose this was just an excuse to cover up the fact she was going around speakeasy to speakeasy, do you?
No.
Nah. Could be, but
just a thought.
Okay, it's an apartment in a. You get brownstones in Chicago, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just in Chicago in August.
So make every detail
so it's gotta be just
perfect.
Right. It's gotta be just right, or I'm flipping this table. No. It's quite different now.
What, from when you were there in 1927?
Yes. Yes. A lot's changed. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Much less machine gunning, at least in public.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's
so she's in a brownstone.
Is it a house or an apartment?
It's an apartment within a brownstone.
Okay. Check out the street.
Looks reasonably respectable. Working people with at least a moderate amount of money.
Any cars?
A few parked.
Hmm?
A few parked, yeah.
Any new Lincolns?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
No, it's good basic groundwork. I mean, you are a detective.
You are a detective.
Yeah.
Okay, so go to his place, knock on the door.
After a bit, Dolly will let you in.
Hey, Dolly.
Have you found anything?
No, we were coming around maybe to see if there might have been something he left here. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course. Yeah,
we got his coat and his hat for you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks.
That looks a bit like
Cassidy.
Was it? No.
Oh.
You can see it. Wife, I think, was called Kiana Cassidy. No, I think. Anyway. Whatever. Cadillacs. Group.
Okay, so we look around. See if there's anything that sticks out. Looks like it might give us any insight into what he's been up to, because obviously he's up to something.
Did he ever talk about anything he was working on?
Never in any sort of detail, just, you know, some guys got in the way and we had to persuade them to see the error of their ways.
Do you know where he'd been earlier in the day?
Very persuasive.
No. I know he had this weird smell about his coat.
Yeah, it still smells.
We noticed that.
Yeah. Still smells a bit like when I hang it up to air it.
And he'd been out late quite a bit recently, but, yeah.
So is that the first time the coat has smelled like that?
I hadn't noticed it before, certainly.
It's not mothballs, is it? It's not.
No.
So maybe hang it up with some mothballs, that might get rid of the smell.
A thing you'll notice immediately looking around is that unless the guy had an awful lot of clothes, there aren't any missing.
Okay. What about guns? Did he have any guns?
I never saw anything like that.
Is there any kind of a desk or kind of paperwork or anything like that? I'm sure guys like him don't have much of that.
Yeah, it's just the usual domestic stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll just check in the bathroom if his shaving kit's gone.
No, it's still there.
How long have you been living with
him? Oh, about 6 months. Real gentleman.
Sorry?
Real gentleman.
Yeah, so it's a bit unusual then, behaviour.
Yeah. I mean, some days they run around, but you know what it's like. You kind of expect it, you know when they're doing it, but no, Cyril's not like that.
I'm going to check the wardrobe and his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, are there other pairs of shoes in the wardrobe of his?
Yes.
Any of them need cleaning?
What, are you trying to drum up some business for that new friend of yours outside the restaurant?
There's also an attaché case pushed to the back of a wardrobe.
Okay. Pull that out. Can I open it?
Yep. It's mostly empty. Tucked into the lining at the top, there's another derringer of the same model as you found.
Okay, I'll check the case out thoroughly. Does the lining come loose?
It likes us to hold that case, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it basically it's been loosened to work the gun into it. There's also couple of scraps of torn paper might have come off currency wrapping.
Okay.
So nothing else stands out here?
Correct.
Okay. Let's move on down to the tanning district and just drive around
is
a bit.
Is his wallet in coat?
No. That would have been in his jacket.
Jacket, right, that he was wearing still.
Yeah.
Yep, I think we'll... I mean, I guess you don't all have to do it, but let's just take a look around the
keep
generator.
The torn money bands.
Mm-hmm.
There's
any
writing on it?
I was just going to say
no identifying marks.
Just a sort of bit of a dollar sign here and there to give you the idea. That's probably what it was. But there's nothing specific
nothing
to X bank or whatever, no.
I suppose it's possible that somebody who really works in that industry might say, oh, yeah, they use this or whatever, but probably not.
When we get back in the car...
Mm-hmm.
Don't count friends. Any of your guys into counting?
You know a guy who knows a guy.
I found these.
Well, they look real.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Could have just been
just thinking that inks and chemicals for printing. Could be well disguised down in the tannery district with all the other smells that were going on and the noise.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Actually, I wonder if there's any sign of ink or anything on the lining of that case, because if you've been dealing with counterfeit money, there's a possibility it was a lie.
You didn't see anything
like
that.
I think it's probably just he's been paid off or he's made a collection. Not necessarily counterfeit. Counterfeiting doesn't really tie into strangely walking out of a...
No, but it's just a thought. He might have
the only thing I can think of is he's got some sort of obligation and somebody's called it in. And I think the other guy in the car was the same thing.
Mm.
He probably didn't want to go, but had to leave immediately.
Now we'll have to solve it 3 months.
I mean, we...
Let's go have a look around the tannery district.
Yeah, we've got to talk to Gutenberg and...
No, we're going to do that later.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to drive slowly around the tannery district, which isn't going to make any
sense at all. We're just going to look for Lincolns. And if we see a Lincoln, look at its license plate.
Okay, well, certainly anything like that around here is going to
stand out. Yeah. Like
and your girl car stands out as fair, but it's a few years old.
Just driving around in this park with all these people looking out the window, that's going to stand out a little as well.
It's all right. I don't mind staying in
that. One of the reasons it's called Little Hell is clearly the gas burning power plant,
and the demons crawling around the streets.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
Little Hell.
Oh, okay, maybe.
This is definitely. I mean, there is some economic activity going on here, but this is basically slum district for the most part.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of people sitting out on the steps of the apartment buildings,
watching us drive.
Yeah.
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey. Good evening.
Though,
oh my God, sorry.
There is something you notice just casually scanning out of the window that, yeah, there's nobody idling on the steps of that house.
Well, that's not necessarily a thing.
What, anything about the house? Is it an address?
It looks like just another rooming house, maybe.
It's getting on. Not everybody.
Is it summertime?
Yeah.
It's hot.
It's hot August.
It's hot, yeah.
Well, maybe nobody's in. I mean, it could all be...
It's a rooming house.
No lights showing, at least.
Are these brownstones?
Mm.
So there might be like an alley entrance.
Around the back.
Around
yeah,
the back.
Possible.
Let's just cruise around back. I just want to take a look.
Yeah, okay.
Cruise around the back.
Yeah, there's again, there's nobody around it, but you can see a place you can reckon you could get in.
Hey, I'm staying with the car in this area.
Something seems fishy about this place.
Really?
Yeah.
It just looks like there's nobody in.
No, the keeper brought it up specifically, so I think it might be significant.
Man, I hadn't thought of that. I'm really sorry. Now you mention it, you're right. He did say that house. That nobody
said
was
that. Nobody's. It's odd. There's nobody sitting out there.
Hmm.
I'm just going to take
just
a look.
Just as we're driving past.
I'm going to go take a look. I'm just going to look. I'm going up to the to
I'll
the
wait in the car.
Seeing if it's open.
No, you hear as you step up. There's a growling sound, maybe a large dog or something, but it's not showing itself.
Inside,
maybe.
Oh, not. I'm not sure
maybe
where
the
growling's coming from.
It's quite low pitched. You can't say for sure. It might be inside. Might be somewhere around the bottom of the steps. There is a sort of half sunken cellar with windows.
What the hell?
I'm gonna grab dog.
A problem with the drains.
Drains in this part of town?
I was going to say, really.
Well, that's the problem, obviously.
I'll give it a knock.
No response.
Are the curtains at the window? Are they drawn? Are they open?
Is there
any light from inside?
There's no light from inside. Ground floor, you've got curtains drawn. Upper floor, mostly drawn. Maybe if you got to the right angle, you might get a glimpse inside, but it is basically dark inside. So,
Does the ground change when the knock
travels? It stops and then it starts again.
Have you gone out with him?
So it's probably not a gramophone record or something. But
I'll try the door and see if it's open.
But it's a strange for a dog as well, because normally a dog would start up.
Is the door open, or is this Auntie Betty? Is the door open?
Is the door open, period?
It does seem to be locked on the
It
moment.
Is locked, okay. it's just a hunch that it seems... Well, he's not in there.
It's an empty house. Some dog has found a bone and has just dragged it into them.
In the back of my head, I'll keep this place just in case. But I think, it's not up here.
Are there any kids playing in the alley further down?
Well, there's some
around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor kids don't have a bedtime.
Yeah, true. You gonna
hey, kid.
The biggest
Yeah.
Who lives here?
Oh, bad guys. There was shooting. It was great.
What?
Shooting?
Yeah.
Tell me the story.
They argue with each other and contradict each other, but the gist of it is Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy came along in a nice car, and there was discussion, and there was shouting, and there were gunshots.
Nice car, huh?
Nice shiny black Lincoln.
A different one. Sorry.
So don't lead the witnesses.
Yeah, I mean, one of them will say, yeah, sure, that's what you want to hear, I'll tell you what you want to hear, but
the
others will contradict him.
He's saying, one of these! Nah, you don't know what you're talking about. You know how those kids talk.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. All right, now I'm curious. So, have you seen anybody around here for the last few days?
Nobody since then.
I think there's a dog inside there. You know whose dog that is?
No, it sounds mean.
Well, if nobody's been here for a few days, the dog's going to be hungry. Man, you can't leave
just
a dog in there.
Him on the kids.
You can't leave a dog in there. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you're one of those mobsters. You're happily gun a man down, but you throw yourself in front of a train to save a dog.
Look, a man's got it coming. A dog is an innocent creature. Jesus Christ. I need to... Kid, is there a place I can get a kiss and meat?
Kids.
There's a little shop open around here. Any place we can get something?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, here. Go ahead and grab me a steak.
A soup bone or something.
A soup bone, yeah. Give me some soup bone and a...
That's steak. A lot more like it than steak, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on or nothing.
Some meat or whatever.
flip him some coins.
Sure.
Be quick.
He goes off.
Who the hell's been shooting? Who would I think in my crime mind might be based around here? Is there of the families?
Do they all have names like Johnny Knuckles?
Oh, the Knuckles family of upstanding citizens and pillars of the community. This isn't really a... I mean, there basically isn't enough going on here to make it worth anybody
right.
really claiming to the territory. Maybe
sure.
one of the smaller operations
mm-hmm. More
might take
where
it.
One of them might live rather than...
Maybe.
Necessarily an operational basis.
After a few minutes, the kid scampers back.
I'm going to kind of rattle the door and see if the dog's up on that level.
No, it sounds like it's in the basement.
Like down the basement.
Is there anyone here actually believes it's a dog, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Kid. And then I give the kid another, like, nickel or whatever.
Wow.
I don't know what the hell.
Keep the bone.
And then I'm going to go down to the lower.
Eating
to the lower where the door is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a kind of stairway down.
Stairway down, and then I'll shake the door a little, see if the dog barks or whatever.
It's not a bark exactly. I mean, it's a growl and then a sort of cough or cough sort of sound.
That's not a dog.
Jesus. Okay, I'm gonna get this thing open the door because this dog's in trouble. He hasn't eaten in a couple of days, for crying out loud.
And you're gonna throw yourself in.
I'm gonna throw the meat in. I got the little bone and throw that in for him. He'll love it.
If it's a cop, it's not a dog.
I got a lockpick.
You
want to
baste yourself in gravy?
Mm-hmm. If I need to.
Yeah, go for it.
Not that I'll probably make this roll. No, I did not.
So okay. It's the traditional lockpick then, is it?
Are you wanting a lockpick?
Damn, this thing's rough.
Do you want me to have a go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, great. Okay.
Yeah, it's no penalty on it.
So I want to open the door, but I'm afraid that this dog might be dangerous because sometimes dogs are. So I kind of open the door and throw it in.
Yeah, there's no immediate leaping for the door or anything like that going on. You're throwing it in and then closing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then listen.
You can hear something that might be paws skittering on the floor.
Okay. Then I'm going to open it up and have a peek in.
Yeah, it's not a dog.
Mm-mm.
It's not a dog?
It's got some dog-like features.
Okay.
But
four legs.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, but some of the time it's walking on two of them.
Thankfully, I can't see this.
Yeah, I think it's time for a sound roll.
Nope.
Wow, start early.
Oh, my God, yes, of course.
I have 2 points.
Do we get some swearing?
Jesus Christ!
What?
Somewhere between dog and ape and something like that, maybe.
Brilliant.
Hey, is it eaten? Is it eaten when I threw in?
Well,
it took it away.
Oh, it took it away.
What's
that ain't no dog. There's something. Is that a bear? A hairless bear?
What?
I don't know.
Somebody in this neighborhood has a shaved bear. As a pet.
Look in there. Look at the thing.
Hell no. What are you thinking? Man, close the door. Let's just go.
The door is closed.
You've got a naked bear?
I don't know what it was.
No, I know what you're
thinking.
It's
not a dog.
Drinking,
it's not a dog.
It's not. Could be Scooper's Sentry. Let me get a photo.
You've got it. You got your camera? Yeah. Okay. Okay, get ready?
With the full
on, the door?
The full on flag.
Are you ready?
Gun.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. Are you sure?
She was killed immediately after the
door. It's right about over there in the room, okay? Ready? Here you go.
Okay.
Stick my nose around and see if it's safe to take.
I'd like a sand roll and a difficulty roll.
Which version?
Sand first.
Photography.
Okay, it's disconcerting, but it's not
photographization, wasn't it?
Photographization process. Yeah, absolutely.
Thumbs up. Yep, that was it.
Well, you didn't make the roll.
Not the photography.
I'm fine on actually seeing it, but not
on photography. Well, then you took a photo of the ceiling.
It's a shitty picture, then, is what you got. Okay.
Okay,
I'm not sure it's a shitty picture. I think it might be a picture of the wall.
the flash goes off, and there's a scurrying sound. But you know, I mean, anybody who was looking in that direction is going to be blinded by the flash, so you can't see what it might have done. It clearly hasn't come directly towards you, or you would have noticed.
Those little giveaway signs, like the teeth sinking into your shoulder, kind of thing.
Little things like that.
Okay, so once I can see again,
it's not there.
Okay, I'm just going to go and stand by.
Is it gone?
Here.
Yes.
Is there anywhere obvious that it could have gone?
I'm pulling out my gun and I'm going in.
Looks like there's several rooms in this basement. Would you be carrying the Thompson?
My? Oh,
well,
God, just
pulled it out.
No. My handgun.
Okay.
The Thompson's in the car. In the little violin case.
I'm definitely going to see if I can follow which direction I heard the sound, because I want to photograph this.
Okay.
It
looks like this place is basically semi-finished. It hasn't actually been
looked
in or anything. But it's been basically just sporting walls breaking it up into four or five rooms. And let's see.
How many monsters actually carry violins around?
Well, this is what I always thought, but it's a bit of a giveaway, really. You just look for this good neighbourhood for musicians.
suspiciously
well-fed musicians.
You would just carry it around all the time, and then you would open up and it'd actually be a violin. You go, see, it's a violin. It's just a violin.
The gun's under my arm.
The classic drum mag everybody thinks of from the films is the 50 round. They did actually make 100 round as well, but it's kind of heavy. anyway.
Clockwork, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, you wind the spring as you load the bullets in. Things you've got in here. Really, you'd probably call it a nest. Random scraps of wooden packing cases, maybe some scraps of blanket, that sort of thing, and there are definitely some bones in there.
Which
is
going to do
it.
If it looks like a nest, I might
try
taking a
picture
of that first.
Okay. Yep. It's not under stress, so you can even do that without a roll.
I'm
good time.
I'll follow her in.
Oh, it sounded a bit modern.
What?
The camera. I'll take a photo.
It's more
bones?
Sort of woomph as the flashbulb goes off.
Yeah. Are they animal bones?
Some of them, but that's definitely a human femur. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely teeth marks on it.
Well, I'm hoping that's not the one you got from the butcher.
Hey, this is one of these, I bet you to lose a body, you bring it in here, feed it to the bear thing.
I thought pigs were traditional.
Oh, maybe this.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. But maybe this is.
I'm going back to the car and getting the gun.
Holy shit! If there's a bear in here, maybe that's a good idea.
You've got a pistol, and you're against
like a bear,
it.
Is it?
What?
You've seen it? Don't.
You saw it. Yeah, it's
saw
somewhere between dog and ape.
He said naked bear.
It's not a bear.
What else was it? It wasn't a dog. It was definitely not a dog.
Well, you know what scientists like experimenting. I reckon it's some experiment. That's
and you're saying it's a gorilla. Who is going around shaving all these zoo animals? Not Cyril, because his shaving kit was still at home.
That's true. It wasn't Cyril. All right, I'm going to grab my violin.
Yeah, I will. It's a heavy violin. I will get that.
I of course
have
a pocket knife
because I decided not to play the military man and play the engineer.
Alright, I've got a blackjack.
Great.
I've got a scoop to get. I'm good.
I may just have to drive the car in here.
I don't think we'll get through the door.
I'll go and keep an eye on the car.
I'm going to set my camera up for the next shot.
Sure, mister.
By which I do not mean watch as people dismantle it.
If anybody comes and messes with the car, yell.
Yeah, hit the horn or something.
And just so you know, that's right, that's a gun.
And this is a violin.
Oh, wow, you're going to shoot anybody, mister?
Hope not.
Can I watch?
Yeah, kid. I think I work for you. Anyway, we're going to dig around in this little rat hole and see if there's anything of interest.
Okay, there are obviously stairs up.
Should I give you the Thompson?
Stairs up.
Can I just borrow that handgun?
As in up inside.
Out into the main body of the building, yeah.
Oh, right, and there's no door locking it.
There is a door, but it doesn't look as if it's particularly bolted or anything.
Just hold it while you.
So this thing has the free reign of the house, potentially.
If it can manipulate door handles, then yes.
Bears can actually do that.
Yes, but it's not a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a dog wood.
It's a bear.
Right.
I've never seen bears.
I ain't never seen a gorilla before. Maybe it's a gorilla.
Do you train dogs to walk?
They got
to
the zoo.
Why would I go to a zoo?
The other thing you find as you basically finish scooping out the basement,
So
small hatch is probably sewer access. From the smell around it, it's probably been opened quite recently.
Yeah, this definitely goes to the sewers. There's a line through here. Wouldn't know it, but.
Oh, jeez, this thing. You think this thing went in the sewer?
Possibly.
Well, if it could open the hatch.
Why would it open the hatch? It's a dog!
It could be an alligator!
It's a bear!
Oh, come on, this isn't Florida.
Chicago alligators? You got water near here?
Yeah, no, it's too cold, they die.
Oh, you've tried it.
If that's been opened recently, is that where it's gone?
Maybe that's where it came from. It could still be in here.
He says,
nervously looking around.
Yeah.
Is there a lock on it? Is there a bolt?
No. Basically, you stick in a pry bar and pull it up, or if you were reasonably strong, you just haul it directly.
Right.
So, you feed your body to... No, your own. The body you're trying to dispose of to this thing.
Uh-huh.
You take the scraps that are left, you dump them in the sewer.
There you go. Job done. Boom.
That sounds, organised. That's not that just somebody off in the wife.
But that's been opened recently, so has it
so
gone down there?
So they've killed someone recently?
No, has it gone down there?
It could have gone down there. Maybe when it went down, the lid fell.
Well, is it going to, open it with its paws or something?
Might.
It's a bear. It can do that.
It's got claws.
It's got big...
Hey, look, I saw a bear
claws.
Riding a bicycle. What happened?
Recently?
No, 2 years ago down in this neighborhood. No, the circus came in town. This bear is riding a bicycle.
But it wasn't a bear. It's a dog.
A dog riding a bicycle is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was definitely
a bear.
A bear
riding a bicycle isn't.
The old one?
Yeah, the bear had a hat.
It's just gone upstairs.
It had a hat.
Right, is there anything
and
heavy
really
in the basement that we can put on top of this so it can't be moved?
If you scavenge about a bit, yeah.
Right.
No, not the bear here, the bear of the circus.
Oh, so that nothing can come back up that way.
No, this bear wasn't riding a bike, it was
right.
Just.
And then start working our way up the house.
God.
Okay.
Being aware of the fact that it might not have gone down there, it might be for somewhere else in the house. Or there might be other strange animals in the house.
We've got a whole menagerie in here.
Okay.
Like a menagerie at Swan.
Excuse me?
What?
But where are the other two?
Well, that's the one.
Okay, so ground floor front rooms. Look at first, your normal rented room, except... There's stuff missing. I'm looking around a bit, you realise it's meant to look like a rented room if somebody's looking in through the window.
Is there space for something else to be done in the room then?
Not really.
Actually, there was talk of shooting. Is there any obvious sign that the building's been shot at? Are there any windows put through or anything like that?
No, there are a couple of bullet holes in the walls in the hall.
Okay.
So somebody shot through the front door. Is there any blood on the floor
inside.
Or anywhere else?
No, it looks like it's been maybe cleaned up.
So,
no.
Okay.
In the back rooms, got a small distilling plant.
Oh, here we go. This gets
which is cold at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Can we tell what they were making?
Judging by the labels, genuine vintage Tennessee whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey?
Really?
Tennessee?
Do you not have to barrel that?
Do you not have to make it in Tennessee?
Store it in barrels?
You make it. Well, you make it, and then you store it.
Or you just add some colour.
Or you don't bother
just,
storing it at all.
Or you just add some colour in and some flavouring to some white spirit.
The key is, frankly, all
in
the marketing. It's,
okay.
It's what you put on the label that matters.
Yeah, and what's on the label is 14-year-old bourbon.
Right. Okay. I might take a label. Should be in my pocket.
Prohibition.
crow. Luckily, I have high intelligence, so I'm not thinking, ooh, great, I'll try
is
that.
Is there any sort of signs of monkey paw prints?
No.
How about.
So, presumably.
Is
or scratches or anything like that?
No, it doesn't seem to be, no.
Is there this
there wasn't really anything that even in the basement. I mean, there were some wooden door frames in the basement, and they didn't seem to be scratched.
Proves it's not a bear.
Is this distillery is this for like an operation that somebody's got going on here, or is this for like private use?
It's on the small end of commercial.
Okay.
So
I mean, this is certainly not for personal consumption
sure.
or friends and family. But
okay, so we know what the label says, but what do the bottles and stuff
somebody
around?
Somebody may be muscling in.
Unless
the
they're trying to
things.
Get some peanut
Yeah, do you want to make a chemistry
sure
roll?
No.
I could.
Not really.
One.
Yeah,
wow.
Well done.
Okay, yeah,
I
this is...
I do have points in chemistry.
This is... fairly toxic as they go.
You definitely need to put like a fruit juice or something in this.
A mix.
Yeah.
I hate to think what they would do to make cheap fruit juice in this.
I did
Nux vomica berries. Those are fruit.
I
read right?
some of the classic cocktails that come from Prohibition era, and then the ones that haven't survived the reintroduction of decent alcohol because they were designed specifically to cover up.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Going by the smell, this is. It won't actually kill you immediately, but it's pretty low grade stuff.
Okay, so it's either somebody
that said if you make it cheaply enough there will certainly be a market for it.
They're either making it very quickly or they don't know what they're doing or they don't particularly care.
I'm making it very quickly and don't care probably. Alright,
I'm going to keep looking around the house.
Yeah, you would also say they probably do know what they're doing because there are some obvious mistakes you can make with a distilling rig, most of which involve explosions.
Oh,
and they've taken some basic precautions against that. So
I'm going to go ahead because I don't want these guys flopping up my next chance of a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to.
I'll stick close to her.
Well, you did that. You stopped
last
time.
No, I did. I flopped up the picture last time. It'll be a very pretty picture of the wall. You just move past.
Maybe you can
start. That was all.
You can take the pictures that you're taking and sell them to an estate agent for when they try to lease the place. Here's the wall and the floor and here's the dust.
If I get this would be such a scoop.
I don't know if this thing's come up here.
It could just be a blurry photo.
They're the better ones.
That's what, you know, because people then can kind of go, is it a bear? Is it a dog?
Yeah. Is it a Bigfoot?
Is it a man in a... in a winter coat?
I actually sold a cartoon based on that very idea. Bigfoot family album to my role. And this blur could be your great Uncle Mitch. 14 times I did that of all.
Oh, blat.
Thanks.
That's
in the least condescending.
What's the...
upstairs is clearly storage. You've got crates of this same genuine 14-year-old bourbon.
So, somebody's trying to muscle in, do a little operation here on the quiet. They get rumbled. The people who cover this area come in to take them out.
Yeah.
Could I have a spot hidden for particularly people looking around upstairs, which might be
97. Oh, my one with a 97.
Yes. I made it. I definitely
Eight.
Made it.
Clearly, I'm focused on the chemistry.
Not a half though.
I make it by
that matters.
This is 5.6 anyway,
okay.
So
8.
Okay. Right, those of you who did, there is a notebook tucked into a corner, which seems to be judging by the numbers, notes on running the still. The text is in
German?
Something Eastern European.
Eastern European?
Might be, you know, Polish, Hungarian, something like that.
Mm-hmm. You could actually tell that. Because I'm not for a language, I
wouldn't be able to. Well, it's your normal script.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would probably be able to look at it and say, yeah, this is...
And he at least has a background from that sort of area.
He's my third generation or something.
Yeah, they never actually talk the language.
No,
but
no. My granddad used to talk like that, but he's a drunk and dead.
Right. So we don't know what it says.
No, but it looks as if it's
how to operate,
you know,
the stuff.
Do not let the temperature go above this or below that.
Nothing else in there?
Yeah, I suppose I might be able to get the maybe the gist of it if it looks like it's technical instructions or something. Just to they are technical instructions, not necessarily what it's saying.
But you also know the basics of how to work a still anyway, because it's not that complicated.
No, I'm just thinking of working out what this thing is likely to be. We obviously don't need to really pay any attention to it if we know what it is.
Okay.
Right.
So there seems to be, just as Dad said, there's just a bunch of storage here and
it doesn't look as if anybody's been sleeping here, for example.
One of them got a pet.
Yes,
or a weird pet. Or it's maybe just snuck in.
Maybe it's a sloth.
Didn't it move a bit
fast? They're slow, isn't it?
Are they slow?
Yeah,
quite slow.
I don't think so. I think they're pretty fast.
Not as fast as that thing was.
Aren't they like one of the sins?
Yeah.
Well, pretty slow, you see.
Slow. It means being lazy, you know?
Yeah. And they're lazy, so, I mean, did that thing look lazy?
Well, didn't have a job, as far as I could tell.
Disposing a dead body.
You don't really have a job.
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm my own boss.
Oh, trickle-down economy.
Yeah. Well, this is a bit of a bust.
The feds smash up the warehouse. The demand for alcohol goes up.
I got to let Petey know about this this little place here.
I wonder who did the hit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we found no trace of this animal at all.
Not up here. No, the only places seem to be in the basement.
Capone's guys.
They always dip their bullets in syrup.
Mm-hmm.
On the floor.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fiddle, but you can find something to use as a pry bar and get the hatch open. You got a short ladder down.
You're going into the sewer.
I'm looking into the sewer.
Jesus
Christ,
no, I'm not going
in
there.
This skirt, I'm not going in the
sewer. What am I wearing? You think I'm going to the sewer in this?
Nope.
Jeez Louise,
at least go and fetch Cyril's coat to put on.
Oh, no, we gave it back.
At least flash down there and
sure. Dolly.
And have a look. Can we see anything? Is
thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Well, you know, ladder clearly doesn't get used much.
Obviously.
Small. I mean, you could get along there if you didn't mind crawling in the muck.
Does it look like it's been recently disturbed in terms of?
Kind of hard to say. It's certainly not being kept clean or anything like that. But
it's a sewer, of course it won't be kept clean.
Yeah, but I mean, even the top of the ladder, which isn't directly having stuff falling on it, is fairly mucky and crusted.
Oh, right, but no sign of smears of like something going down there.
No, but you wouldn't necessarily say that there would have to be.
Ah, well, I'm not going down there, that's for sure. So we'll live back on because it stinks. Is there anything in the attic area of the house or anything?
It doesn't seem to have been used at all.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here. I'm going to go away. I want to go talk to Peter.
The way we came. Unlock the door behind us.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one. Did we do a proper look around the rest of the town? The tanning district?
You've had a bit of a look. I mean, you were basically looking for the car.
Yeah. Kind of felt like, well, we looked. That doesn't seem to be around here. Then I'm going to go try and figure out where Peter is.
Okay. As you're coming away, could I have? I guess it's idea rolls.
I made it.
Incredibly, so did I.
Almost 50%, but that doesn't matter.
That's the Lincoln Model L over there.
Oh, whoa! Hey, guys, look at that.
Hey, Lincoln,
motherfucker!
Can we see the plate?
With a bit of appearing. Yeah. Looks like the right one.
24305. Son of a gun.
It's standing outside what's clearly a rooming house.
Okay. We're in business.
Keep an eye on it.
I'm glad I got my tummy gun all ready to go. How about we just fill it full of lead and then we see what's in there? Just fill the whole place.
You've only got the one drone, haven't you?
Yeah.
And as you're watching
In the picture I saw, they had two drums in it.
A young lady comes out of the front door, dressed definitely a bit too nice for this area, judging by everybody else you've seen. Steps into the car, leans over and gives the driver a hug, and they
stop. Oh, somebody's in the car.
They start to pull away.
Son of a bitch! Come on, let's follow these guys. Oh wait, maybe not. Maybe we should stay here. And then now we got a place. Shit.
Just make a note of the.
Okay, well, yeah, we can always come back. Come on, let's go.
I'm going. I'll keep going.
Well, it's a boarding house.
Make a note of the boarding house.
Despite the fact I'm going to be keeping it at safe distance, it's pretty obvious we're following him, I imagine.
You see,
I'm
going for a cup of tea. And we find the Lincoln canal. Right, okay, that's what I heard.
If this car turns out to be driven by a naked bear, you're going to look such a fool.
Okay, oh, no, give me a driving roll.
It's just the one.
Okay.
Well, they got another drum there.
Yeah, wow, that is impressive, actually. Now, that couldn't fit in, could it?
And next thing you know, you're carrying a cello case everywhere.
So, I see you're playing the sousaphone now.
Yeah. Well, you could just have one there in the trunk.
And, of course, you just get straight magazines, usually, so you can use those.
I knew a guy who was in a jazz band in Bristol, and he'd be walking home through the dodgy bits at night with the sousaphone wrapped around him because it's the easiest way to carry it. And the local girls would step out of the shadows and look at him and go, maybe not.
And the tragic thing was he was in fact in the area looking for a prostitute.
Can I have a driving
in all the wrong places.
Oh God, really?
Oh yes.
95. No, you can't.
Okay, so
the going gets tough.
The good news is that's not a fumble.
Yep. Okay.
The bad news is you're losing. No, you went this way.
Yeah,
you went this way.
Insurance.
Where did they go?
Maybe he got into a car.
Why are drivers so slow?
They were heading downtown, but you lost them when the traffic got heavy.
You want to go back to their house?
Yeah, what else are we going to do?
Well, it's out of the sewer.
Nope.
Back to the house.
Back to the house.
Yeah.
I'm at least getting some galoshes to go to the sewer.
Oh, okay.
Waiters.
Why would you go in the sewer? I don't understand what the appeal. Why do you think it's going to be that freaking bear thing down there? And
it wasn't my suggestion.
I mean, the thing disappeared fast, but I didn't hear it until fumbling at sort of sewer doors and the planks after it.
Well, no, but
there
was,
where did it go, then?
Where did it go? Because it's nowhere to be found in the house.
Unless it ran outside into a waiting car. Oh,
there might have been somewhere we've missed.
Unless it's one of them...
Could be an Arco, I suppose.
It probably just did that Scooby-Doo thing.
That would explain why the balance is all off and why you're doing such a bad job of driving.
Absolutely. It's not. I mean, if we were in the basement, if we'd all looped up, would it have been spread eagled on the ceiling?
Wearing a sign around its neck saying "No, no mysterious bear things here."
It's old man Whittaker. Right. What? Well, let's go back and pull up
the boarding house
near that boarding house.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we shouldn't turn up to the door en masse.
Why not?
Because then we're a single target.
Oh right.
You never did much in the way of the tactics thing.
No,
direct.
I just directly go up to and approach people. I find that's the most
humane,
intimidating.
Yeah. I'll go up if anybody wants to go with me.
Yeah. So you and your wife have just maybe broken down or are looking for a place to stay.
My wife.
Go on, I'll come with you.
Just cover up your ring finger, obviously, because...
I'll put my gloves on.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we'll go to the boarding house. So who's the woman? Did we get a good look at the woman that kissed the guy?
Reasonably good look, yeah. Dressed up for a night out on the town, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And
go into the boarding house?
Yeah, middle-aged woman answers the door, folds her arms. Yes?
Yeah, I'm looking for...
Excuse me.
There was a lady that was in here. She forgot her hat. We want to return it. I described the woman that just showed up.
I'm sure Maudie's no better than she should be, but she pays the rent on time.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to her, please. Can you get her for me?
No, she's not here.
She's here. I just saw her dropped off.
You actually saw her get into the car.
Oh, get in the car. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, she like, yeah. She
oh, I misunderstood that. Sorry.
That's why we're following her, sorry.
Okay. Sorry, then let me rewind that. She and my wife want a room.
Yeah, that's going to require a completely different
no
set of lies.
Yeah, completely different set of lies. Yeah, my wife and I would like a room for the night.
No vacancies.
No vacancy? You don't even have, like, a supply closet we could just crash in? And a cop? Come on, you can help us help the guy out.
What's your offering?
That is, who successfully made a persuade roll. You know, look, I got, what do you charge in the 1920s?
$2.
That doesn't seem suspiciously high.
Yeah, but it's a little bit higher than normal, like,
a couple of bucks a week, probably.
Then a buck for the night.
Yeah, all right, I'll find you something.
Just for the
Thank
night.
You
got to be out by 8.
That's all right. Breakfast included in this.
No, breakfast extra.
All right.
See if you can find a mechanic.
You realise you're just
going to
be sitting out in this car all night, don't you? We haven't mentioned this part of the plan at all.
No food in the rooms, no lights after 9 o'clock, etc., etc., etc.
You got many other guests staying?
Your business is all right. Yeah, it's clearly long-term rentals for the most part.
I've been in there a long time. I hope they're not much longer.
I'm using my notepad to start writing up my two stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're parked a little way back on the other side of the road, so I'm thinking we'll see when the...
she got to return.
Okay.
She's got to come back.
Although you reckon you probably didn't get a good picture of it, you did at least see the thing, so you might try sketching it or something of that sort. Okay, so several hours pass.
What's the room like?
My word, that's an uncomfortable mattress.
Are we in a room?
No, even to sit on, and that's the only place to sit.
Are we in the front of the house or the back of the house?
Back.
All right. Well, I'm trying to, you know, listen out the hall. The doors open a crack.
Yep. It is quite rowdy, and then the landlady stops around and shouts a bit, and it gets quieter.
Somebody got rowdy.
Because it's, well, yeah, just general arguments.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to...
It's getting on towards midnight.
I'm going to walk down the hallway and where it's at, where all the creaks are.
Mm-hmm.
And the floorboards. Mm-hmm. And the stairs.
It's good PI stuff there, yeah.
Do you want to go and find a speakeasy? And work out... try and work out which rooms are occupied and which are empty.
We actually need to wait for this car to come back, otherwise we've just sat here for 4 hours for no obvious reason.
Can I work out which
could you,
the
could
rooms?
You give tell me your specific speakeasies?
Nowhere and Marge is still.
Nowhere, McGovern's Saloon.
Okay.
One of those has got to be close by, surely.
They're not particularly around here.
Oh, Green Mill Jazz Club. I didn't know I had my own little speakeasy.
Oh, yeah.
You don't always go to the same place.
No,
you know?
Oh, come on.
Can I tell which of the rooms are occupied and which ones are empty?
You can certainly tell which ones have had noise coming out of them.
Okay. So I'll make a note of that.
Mm-hmm.
Did when we signed in the book, could we see how many rooms were occupied?
Signed in the book?
Did she not make us sign a book? Yes. Oh, okay.
Fair enough. Why would she want any record of you being
so,
here?
Yeah. Trying to figure out which ones are the empty rooms.
Yeah, so I know that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have your accommodation permit with a picture of Abraham Lincoln on it.
Great. Okay. Can I get in any of the empty rooms while we're waiting?
Well, you got into that empty house.
Give me a look, pick you to about plus 30.
Plus?
30.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. These are not the world's best locks.
Okay. Might as
well.
What's
your luck?
Shit. 60.
Okay, this is definitely a young lady's room.
Fantastic. Have
a waft of perfume is the first giveaway.
Close the door. Have a mooch around.
Okay, she clearly has a generous friend or some other source of income.
Anything with a name on?
Maudy Callahan. And looks as if she's judging by the sticking plasters and stuff from the dancer.
Anything with a photograph on? Any photographs of her and her beau?
There's a stack of snapshots that are presumably be handed out to fans.
Take one of those. Anything else? Have a look through her underwear drawer.
Is he a bit camera shy?
For jewellery and stuff.
There is some quite
dressing
nice
dressing table stuff.
Oddly enough, a lot of it in a single jewellery case that you could pick up in a hurry and run away with.
Really interesting. Yeah, I'm not here thieving.
No, we're not.
Okay.
At the back of the underwear drawer.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. Passport,
nobody,
papers.
Nobody said she was original.
Passport, papers, anything like that?
No
book?
No. Phone. Some magazines.
Photographs of compromising types?
Apparently not.
Oh, okay. Matchboxes for anywhere where she frequents or works? Pay slips?
Photographs from the staff outing.
tends to be a cash kind of business. Looks as if McGovern's Saloon and Cabaret.
McGovern's. Okay.
One of her regular.
It's not on the line. Okay. All right, okay. Any business cards from, say, a cab or limousine company?
No.
Okay, I wonder how she got that lift, though. Because it's unusual for a dancer to get driven by a car like that, unless he's a chauffeur. And she's friends with someone special. Okay.
Well, she did seem to be awfully good terms for with him.
Yeah, she
chauffeur.
Did. Yeah. I'll have a quick look through the wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
And a quick look through handbags.
There's some obvious stage costumes as well as day to day stuff.
And stuff in handbags. People put all sorts of crap in their handbags. But okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and then I will listen very carefully, and then.
And then what? Didn't say this only once.
No. I've checked under the mattress as well and under the bed. I'm presuming anything.
Yeah,
really.
First National Bank of mattress.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Putting a few bucks away.
Yeah, well, good girl.
Oh, hell, just rob a blind. She clearly deserves it.
No! And then I will scooch out the room, locking it behind me, and head back to our room.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you get?
Regale to you everything I found.
Yeah.
Moody
right.
Callahan, do you know
Moody,
McGovern's
Moody. Yeah, Callahan.
Saloon and Cabaret?
Where?
McGovern's? I've heard of it.
No. You've heard the name.
Oh, yeah, I've never been there, no.
I think that's where she's working.
Maybe.
She just seems like a regular dancer with somebody who likes her. Based on.
Yeah, she can be on a date, but if not, well, let's stick around and she's going to come back eventually, or does she?
Well, she might be staying the night somewhere else. Yeah, she might not. So
you might have a friend who's very friendly.
We could just pop out.
Yeah, okay.
So we quietly take our leave.
God.
From you being about, I don't know, 3/4 of an hour inside.
Dozing at the wheel.
We've not been there that long.
3/4 of an hour.
3/4 of an hour, come on.
It seems like it's been a long
night.
I've got
first draft there.
Alright, so then we come out and we say we found this place.
McGovern's.
McGovern's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you know McGovern's?
She's one of the dancers there.
Yeah. Maudy Callahan.
Well, that's probably not a professional name. I mean, you could ask Andy at the bar.
Okay, let's go there. I suspect that's.
I guess she's not working tonight if she's off with this other guy.
She might have been. She might not be.
Yeah, we can go to McGovern's. I could probably do with a drink anyway. I want to drive dry.
Let's head that way then.
Yeah, it helps you relax.
I get really nervous when I drive. I need something to calm me.
We could always come back. We'd have a room for the night if we need it.
Yeah,
you'll probably have to make a bit of fuss to get let back in.
Yeah, that's all. Well, no, we don't. I just unlock the door.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Let back in.
So the place is, probably be about, oh, I don't know, 1:30 by the time you get there.
Okay.
The place is still going strong.
Bottle Lincoln anywhere nearby?
Not immediately obvious out front, at least.
Okay, round the back.
Bit of a look. Yes, it's parked up round the back.
Excellent. Is there anyone in it?
No.
Oh, okay. Right. Can we give it a flat?
No, don't do that. Yeah. Just check. Cock the Thompson. just check.
Bring
if there's
the gun is your skill list.
Okay. Is it open? Cars weren't locked, were they?
I don't think
they have
keys. You're sort of a crossover period. This is
you have a door lock quite often, but not an ignition lock.
Okay.
And this is a hard top.
Okay, can we do the door lock?
So,
is there anybody watching the cars?
No.
Right, can we get in the door?
A bit of lock picking should get through it.
30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Check out the good block, the glove box.
I don't know what a good block is, but I don't see it.
And under the seat, under the seat, as well as there a gun under the seat. That's the place for
one. No, but there's a pistol in the glove box.
Okay, any papers, anything else in the glove box?
Just this usual license of registration.
To
name on it?
Registered to an Alfred Rimmensberger.
Alfred
Rimmensberger?
Rimmensberger?
Name
These names are starting to sound like a menu.
Rimmen?
R-I-M-E-N.
I'll spell it how I want.
God damn it.
Okay.
Alfred Rimmensberger.
Anything in the trunk?
No, but both the trunk and the back seat have clearly been cleaned recently.
Well, yeah.
The car's in reasonably good shape anyway. But, the front has clearly been sat in by a few people who dropped cigarette ash and things like that, whereas the back is cleaned.
Yeah, she may be very friendly. Might require cleaning.
Mm. All right, well, let's... I'm going to have to put the gun back in if we're going into this place.
Yeah.
Can't quite go in there with the...
Not the Thompson. No. Here's your handgun.
This is not a professional visit.
Yeah. No, we just got a lot of little steam.
okay.
Right. Well, let's go in and order some drinks.
The mineral water is very good this time of year, sir.
Oh, excellent.
Four mineral waters.
We'll trust in its health-giving properties and have some of that. Say,
And yes, you can recognise her from the photo, and you all saw her.
She is
on
just
stage.
About the
driver is not immediately in evidence.
Just about to ask if she was dancing tonight, but I guess since you've seen her, never mind.
Did we sabotage the car?
No,
we didn't. I don't know if you did.
Oh, okay.
You seemed awfully keen.
I was going to stab the tyre, yeah, but if people weren't.
That's a bit of an obvious one, though, isn't it?
If it works, it works.
Mm. It probably works on that car.
That's
how you sabotage the driver.
Sabotage. You say
sabotage what the gas pipe.
Sabotage.
Yeah.
I say sabotage.
Let's go over there.
Don't give me directions.
I don't carry a potato around with me. Strangely.
Yeah, and probably the bum would remember if you asked him for a potato.
Was there anything suspicious about it? Well, no. They did ask for potatoes. Most people wait until it's been squashed and distilled. Right. All right, we've found her. Any sign of him? Is she...
I don't know, I'll have a look.
Is she
around.
Making...
She's on stage.
Yeah, she's on stage. Is she paying attention to someone in the audience a little bit?
It's the general flirting a little bit with everybody.
Right, but she doesn't keep flicking her eyes back to someone.
spotted him. I was always a bit wary of ever using that. But.
11.
Yeah,
she chases on for the other dice.
Just,
I think you're reading that backwards, buddy.
Yeah, sorry.
Nice try there.
It's actually 11-1.
How the hell did you read that?
11.
No. It's the other way around.
Really?
Yeah, this all tried first.
Yeah, she's trying to be a bit subtle about it, but she is looking over to a guy who's slightly in the shadows.
Throwing the shadows there. Don't everybody stare at once.
Okay.
Get the binoculars out.
So,
hey there, you in the shadow.
So, who's going to go talk to him?
Well, not me.
Why not?
Like, you've got to ask.
Look at me. I'm dressed like an engineer.
I'm ready.
I've been up
all
night.
Bye. Have all the class just oozing out of my pores. I'm going to go over and chat to this guy.
I was thinking we might respond to a lady.
I was just thinking, well, no, because they're clearly together.
You don't know that. She might think that.
The way she threw herself at him when he came to pick her up?
She thinks that. He's probably happy to move on whenever. You go out with a dancer, they're 10 a penny.
Really? You're prettier than me.
That's it. We've met before, haven't we?
I don't think so.
Freddy? You Freddy?
No, Alfred. He's got a slight German accent, not very strong.
Oh. You don't know Petey?
I think maybe we work for different guys.
Oh, my mistake. Is the seat taken?
No, I guess not.
What are you having?
I'm all right.
Well, no, all right. Mineral water, something.
Yeah, he's holding himself in a way you find familiar from looking in the mirror, maybe.
Yeah. So, I've never been to this place before. It seems like a nice joint. Is this anybody's in particular that I should be concerned about? Am I welcome here? Is this all right? I don't want to be stepping on anybody's toes.
Well, you know, Mr. Jersey might not be too happy if he heard you were here.
Do I know who that is?
Give me a knowledge role, actually. It's your specialised sort of education.
Yeah,
small gang known as the Silesians, because a lot of them are of that sort of German-Polish extraction. Guy runs them is a Carl Jersey.
Are they based out of the Little Hell, Middle Hell?
Mostly Little Hell, yeah.
Little Hell.
And the big guys, which includes you, don't really take them terribly seriously, because there's only about 20 of them, and they've got a tiny territory.
Yeah.
I'm some shit. Shit spirits.
I was
going
to say, well, that's the soup.
Oh, my God, and I hope that's not what they're serving in this bar.
I come here a lot.
Yeah, look, I'd like to...
What was that about blindness early?
Yeah. I might smell my mineral water really carefully and see whether...
Oh, no, don't inhale.
It's reminiscent of where we've just been.
No, it does seem to be a better grade than that.
Oh, okay. God for that.
Sorry. I'm sure we've met before. We have a mutual acquaintance, Cyril.
I wouldn't call him an acquaintance so much as a guy playing for the other team.
Oh, I had no idea. we should tell Molly.
Dolly.
Yeah.
Doll, Molly.
There we go.
There's a reason that's what the gangsters call them.
You guys don't hang out together. You're not buddies.
No.
Strange. A friend of mine said,
"Give me some sort of noticing things roll."
Is this a?
I don't know. Maybe idea. Maybe spot hidden.
See what the dice say, and then we can figure it out later. No.
Okay.
Idea. I make an idea roll, but I don't make a spot hidden.
Yeah.
Can I just say, we're keeping an eye on the place.
Okay.
Bouncers and stuff like that.
And dancers.
The
bouncers are there, but trying to be reasonably subtle.
Okay.
A bit more on edge than maybe you might expect. I mean, he was already even before you rocked up.
Oh, this guy.
This is a place where people come mostly to relax, and he doesn't seem to be relaxing.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I'm here bringing up a guy that he was probably doing
yeah,
some
but,
shitty
but,
with.
But even before that,
yeah.
he was
okay,
a, bit,
okay.
a bit, yeah.
Okay.
Did you, in fact, get two mineral waters?
Did
you, in fact, get two mineral waters when he said, no, I'm fine? Or did you just get one for you?
Oh, yeah, I got two drinks.
Okay, he will...
Whether he drinks it or not.
He will just casually snake that and drink it after he's finished his current one.
Oh. But I bring up Cyril, and I said, well, I thought you and... A friend of mine said he saw you guys hanging out over at Musimo's.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't spend a lot of time in that part of town.
No.
He's definitely getting really quite uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, that's funny, because my buddy's really sure it was you.
Oh, there's a lot of guys look like me.
Is there? Not that I'm aware of.
You're calling me buddy like
he just kind of sits there, giving him the stare, you know, like communicating to you, I know you were there, to him. I know you were there. And I'm going to get what I want out of this. So maybe a persuade check?
Intimidate.
I'm trying to intimidate him.
Well, that
exactly,
yeah.
That
we have no intimidate skills, so yeah, make it a persuade.
Right.
You could bring up the fact
is
that
there
it's
no presence
nice
attack in
yes.
Wow.
Six.
Okay, not a critical, but a pretty good success.
Yeah. Out of an 85 is my skill, so not bad.
Okay.
Well done.
I thought I heard screaming.
Yeah.
Interrogation.
When are you guys going to start your game, actually, then? It's a nice waistcoat, as they call
well
it.
Well done. I was waiting for you to call it a vest.
I was going
to
say vest. But
waistcoat.
Yes. Where did you pick that up?
No, it was the other one. That's where the shirt came from.
We didn't ask you to strip off, Marty. We just asked.
Well, I was hoping, but
it showed those types.
You've got to remember, it's the Armstrong Sterling.
Wherever this shirt came from, I'm not taking the shirt off for you.
Did it? Well, I mean, it was like.
I mean, what's.
Where does he shop? Do you know where he shops?
Technically, I think I was there.
Technically, you were there.
Is it like a boutique, or is it like a Marks and Spencer's?
No, it's not Marks and Spencer's.
An M&S?
No, I don't
think
it's
White
M&S,
Stuff.
Marks
so.
And Spencer's. What's the
white
other one?
White Stuff.
White Stuff?
White Stuff.
Where's that?
There's one in Leeds.
White Stuff?
White Stuff.
Oh, White Stuff. I've actually been there.
You're now
technically
there. Yeah,
I have been there. No, I have been there.
Be careful where you ask for directions to it.
Yeah. I remember going in and thinking, oh, everything here is not actually white.
No, that's the white company.
Yeah, no, that
company. Sorry. So, I'm trying to intimidate this guy.
Yeah, he's already kind of unsettled and he's getting more so. Look, Carl said you'd check up on me, right? You can tell Carl. I've got his back. I don't care what he gets up to with that crazy guy. I've got his back.
Carl? Do I know? I'm digging in my brain. Carl?
Possibly Carl Jersey.
Carl Jersey is the guy he works for.
Oh, that he works for?
Yeah. The head of the Silesians?
Right, yeah. Mr. Jersey, okay.
Yeah.
So,
you're not expecting the sort of nuts to be sorted.
No, look, I'm trying to find. Cyril. I'm trying to find him.
I don't know nothing about that. He blatantly lies.
Yeah. No, I see. It's funny you say that, because he got in a car. Your car. Over at Musimo's.
Well, you know, really it's Mr. Jersey's car.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
just use it sometimes.
Yeah, and you were driving it too. So, you know, Miss Callahan's a very attractive lady. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty fond of her, aren't you?
Yes.
So, again, my friend, Cyril.
Look, you're working for Carl. You already know what's going on. You're not working for Carl. It's none of your business.
Oh, it's my business.
Then you already know what's going on. Him and that crazy guy from the old country.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
That crazy guy.
He's the one with the that bear.
What?
That bear thing he's got.
I don't know what he's got, apart from a smell that had me washing out the car for days.
I understand you're just doing your job. This is business. This ain't personal. I'm just trying to find my friend.
I'm merely going to threaten your girlfriend. Nothing personal.
It's not personal. No, look, I'm trying to find my friend, but if you don't help me find my friend, then it will become personal. You see what I'm saying here?
Is Maudie still dancing?
She's just finishing her set.
Okay. Get her over here, get her a drink. We need to keep her away from
here. I'll suggest that the lady will need a drink and we'll send a note over to
her. A note?
To the moderately average looking guy wearing a standard blue collar shirt.
Slightly above average.
So a subtle note that says something like, out back 10 minutes.
No.
10 to 11 is the average appearance.
Oh, I thought you said 10 to 11 minutes if you're right.
No, 10 to 11.
No, I know that, but it's slightly.
He's got a little something about him.
He's quirky, but not in a kind of well-heeled way.
No.
That's the trouble. Yeah, I'll just sit there, you know, catching her eye. Thank you.
She'll come over and do the flirting thing.
So, thought you might like to say hello to a friend of mine. He says, suddenly realising that introducing the woman seems a little upfront and creepy, but still. You're the investigator.
Hi, Maudie. Miss Callaghan?
Yeah.
I just need to ask you about a car you got into tonight. Is he or a bit sweet on Alfred?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Who does he work for?
Well, Mr. Jersey, of course. You've probably similarly heard this name around the place.
Mr. Jersey.
Yeah,
and I'm just going to keep her in conversation while, because I can see him and Alfred having a conversation, so I'm keeping her here so he can have a chat through with Alfred.
You prep my girl,
but if Alfred should happen to look over, she's sat talking to his.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this is making Alfred even more nervous.
Yeah, I know that that's going on and he notices it, and I just keep giving him the look, it's between you and me, man. I really don't want to cause any problems here, but I gotta. Gotta find Cyril. And I know you know where he is.
I don't know where Cyril is. I don't want to know where Cyril is. I know he went. I know Crazy Yan took him off somewhere. I don't know what happened after that. I don't want to know.
Crazy Yan?
Yeah, no, that's the guy from the old country.
Yeah. So
I mean, Mr. Jersey's got big plans. I can see a guy's going to have big plans.
Sure.
There's no sin there, but I don't.
So wait, Crazy
Yan? He can't take on Al. I mean, it'd be crazy.
Where did he take? Look, you dropped Cyril off someplace. Where did you drop him off?
Crazy Yan's place. We call it the Pig Farm. Because people go there, they don't come back.
All right, where's that at?
He gives you an address.
Okay, see, that wasn't that hard. I appreciate it.
But, I mean, he's going to make a move on Al, and Al don't like people making moves on him.
No, of course not. Of course not.
It's gonna get messy.
It's gonna get messy. I'm sure of it. But it's not my concern right now. Just so, what was Cyril? Cyril, why did he get wrapped up in this?
He's been giving us some trouble.
Cyril has?
Yeah. Man. Not knocking over an operation or two here and there.
Didn't know that. Well, all right, I appreciate your help, and look, if you ever need anything in the future, don't look me up. I get out of there. Come on over.
He calls, hey, Morty, and she's going to go unless you restrain her.
No.
All right.
Time to go.
Any progress?
Yep. Let's get out of here.
Oh, that kind of progress, right.
they put their heads together and they appear to be having a quite agitated discussion about something.
Okay. Seems that...
we leave.
Yeah, well, so in the
really,
car.
If you really want to freak her out...
In the car,
just
get driving, so we're on our way
about her underwear drop.
When we're on our way out of here... On our way out.
Depending on how long we were talking, that might have been brought up in conversation.
On our way out, into the car, start driving, and then I give you directions. Like, okay, so this is it. Seems Cyril was causing some problems for Jersey, knocking over a few of his places. They took him out to this place called Crazy Jan's. Pig farm. Here's the address.
Oh.
Over this way.
It's,
I remember that.
It's basically...
it's a pig farm.
Suburbia.
Yeah.
Do
no,
you
not
need,
are we going to be out all night here?
Do you need
I wasn't
to
really
speak
planning
to PT?
Do we need to get some
oh,
backup?
Yeah.
Do we need
to
get some backup if you're talking about knocking over operations?
Well... Wait. Cyril works for PD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta let him know, because if I go out there and I end up getting killed, then that's not gonna...
Whoa. Oh. What? Is this dangerous? I thought it was a farm.
Yeah, it's a farm. You know, there's gonna be horses and chickens,
eggs.
Lots of eggs.
Oh, chickens. Well, shit, I'm out of chickens.
Chickens? No, no, they say chickens. Ducks. They got ducks there. Cute geese. Little adorable ducks. You'll have a great time. It's really this time of year.
Always been a terrible life.
This time of year. Let's go over to. I'm going to cruise by wherever. Maybe he hangs out at the Green Mill.
Quite likely.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to just swing by the Green Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't I just sit in the car?
Yeah, sit in the car.
Well, no, you don't want to. But.
Sit and read.
Wait a minute. So you sit in the car? Yeah, yeah, okay. I was
sure.
Just going to run in, basically, see him, pay my respects, and say, look, and then let him know everything that I've found out so far. Don't keep anything.
Yeah,
from
and
get a couple of goons to follow us.
Yeah.
He will confirm that, yeah, Cyril's been doing the Silesians because he talks the Sprach and, you know, easy to so make sure they understand what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. So it's, word is that they took him out to this Crazy Jan's farm, probably, you know. But I'd like to go out there and make sure that...
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, take care of it.
Okay.
Are you going to let him know that they've got this plan to do over Al while you're there? Just, you know, throwing that out there, or are you keeping that to yourself?
Mr. Capone...
No,
is,
I tell him everything.
Okay.
He's my boss,
yeah.
You know. Because if he finds out that I knew something that I didn't know,
uh-huh.
that I didn't tell him, then I'm in trouble. So it's like, no, this. We went to this place. The guy had a bear in the basement. Then we lost the bear. I think it went down in the sewers. They got a still, you know, still over there making this whiskey. Blah, 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 blah. The whole thing.
Yeah, just for overall structure, Peter works for Mr. Moran.
Yeah.
Who is Al's biggest rival right now.
Gotcha.
So that's fine, because he'll just sit on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And wait.
You've got to be ready.
And then
you know?
And he'll be ready.
Are we going straight? Because it's past midnight when we.
Yeah.
It's probably about 2:00 by now.
Yeah, we're not sleeping.
Are we really in the best state to be doing this?
Well,
yeah.
Look, if.
You're dangerously close to sobriety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, if Cyril's out there,
we
might still be
him.
Alive.
It's been 2 days.
Yeah. Sometimes these wackos, they like to, you know, torture them and, you know.
Look, you said that they took him to this farm.
Yeah.
The pig farm.
But why did he go?
Well, instead of causing a scene in the...
Nobody came to the door, nobody left the car, he just got in.
We don't know.
Maybe somebody...
Screwy. I think Cyril might be playing both sides.
Well, let's find out. I'm interested in finding out. I mean, you guys could, you know... your business.
Yeah, well,
it'd be really, you know, boring for you guys to just go home and go to bed while I go out to the farm.
Yes, it would.
Well, you'd have to walk, so I guess I'd better drive you. That's what's missing. You don't do enough fart gags on your show. That's definitely well, I mean, you're never going to top that.
No,
the story of
that
dreaming call Andrew Lee joke. That was magical.
That was a good one.
Okay, I'll drive you. You're paying gas money.
I'll pay gas money. And in wait, now on my sheet, I thought I had a pistol because I've got handguns, but I don't actually have handgun stats.
But
so it's fine.
Turns out I actually do have it. I didn't think I had because there's nothing on the back, but it's on the front.
What's that?
I have a small pistol.
I'm familiar with it. I can find the stats for it.
I'll just go to the loo so if people want to
get
coffees or whatever.
Yeah,
sure. Feels like we're getting to the climax. So.
You think?
Barely halfway.
We've not even got to the sun's going to explode bit yet.
Yeah,
I mean, wait a minute.
Yeah.
If this was Finn's game, the party would have just come up with a reason why they're all together.
Oh man!
Ooh, meow.
No, I'm not being catty. Things take a very different.
Jeez. Wow. That's fine, I don't even really understand what he said.
We had a slow run. I think we overrun by about 3 hours. Of, like, getting fit.
I should probably play it in one of Finn's games one of these days.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Who's that one?
Finn. He doesn't really push people in any particular direction.
No.
Which can be the problem.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Wait, so he is good? Because I heard it was in.
No.
Oh, just now. It, well, you just said.
No, that's me just saying that it would have taken a while.
Okay, sure.
I say it doesn't push people in a particular direction, but
sure.
That means that, you know, with some of us, we don't go in a direction.
Yeah.
We go in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Whereas Roger has subtly introduced the hints that have led us down this fatal path.
Fatal for whom? That's the question.
Is that a...
Is it
Kawika or something like that?
Sorry?
That pen, is it Kawika or...
No, it's the... The one that's been up Marty's ear.
How do you do
I don't know about that.
So not the pen, but your ring, your die ring. How does that... And is there a line?
There's an index on...
I see. It's a 44, yeah, nice. I've seen pictures of them, but I never saw someone...
Yeah, the new ones for fudge as well. You know, the plus and minus. And that. Or you can just roll dice.
Yeah.
Dice.
You can have like 3 and 5-sided dice. Really useful. They just kept in the set.
That no.
What?
That can't be equal.
Apparently it is.
You can get arbitrarily close but not precise. If the faces aren't the same.
So it's a box in the room.
Yeah.
I mean you can see
if
you made
so
it
if
very
it's there,
that's, that's a one.
That's a one, but it's
that's a four.
Oh, weird. And that's a five.
Yeah. And then this is a 3-sided.
That's one.
It also has R. It has rock, paper, scissors on the sides as well. If you, I didn't follow that.
Okay, sorry.
Totally pointless.
Let's get back into this.
Nicely inked. Anyway.
Well, thank you. Crayon, you know.
So, randomly, we're taking a bunch of journalists and private eyes and engineers.
There could be a story
in this. The individual of the dot.
This
yeah.
could be a story.
That is a very
story.
Succinct. Yes. Do we need some? Torches, lanterns, hurricane lamps actually would be good.
Hurricane lights?
Yeah, storm lanterns. You know, the kind of like a paraffin lamp and a glass bulb on a handle.
Those are called hurricane lanterns.
Yes,
they
work in hurricanes.
Or storm lanterns.
I just thought that was a lantern.
Okay, just a lantern then.
Check my horoscope.
No, I don't know.
No, over here they're called hurricane lights. Because they don't blow out easily. But since we don't
Pigs
really
are
have
unlucky for you.
I think it's a bit of
yeah,
especially after midnight.
If you had a hurricane, this would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just holding the handle going, where's the lantern go?
I thought all lanterns were like that, but maybe not. Because there's
they
just
had
wind.
Shutters on them, I think, didn't they? So that you could
No, not hurricane lanterns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna load up with some lights and our weapons and what else do we need? Maybe some, no, you wouldn't need rope.
Pig kibble.
10-foot pole.
Well, I was going to say pig repellents, but I'm not sure anything.
50 feet of rope.
I've got 10-foot
pole.
It's about 20 feet of thin rope, I think. Yeah.
All right, good.
That should be good for something.
No, no, just light
tie around the ankles of my trousers so pigs don't crawl up.
I might get changed so that I'm not wearing.
Yeah.
You know,
to wear more
skirt and trousers,
going to nightclub clothes.
Yeah, I might wear
get some
boots and trousers,
yeah,
and
boots
jacket.
And coveralls
and a hat.
What do you call them? Boiler suits here.
Boiler
suits.
Yeah, but we're not here. We're over there.
So the coveralls.
So coveralls. Yeah.
No wonder I can't get a hurricane lamp for lending money.
Yeah, British role playing writers had to learn quite early to be bilingual.
Yeah, it was which floor of the building you're on. That's
oh.
Most people.
So, are we talking metaphorical pig farm or actual pig farm?
Actual
I think
we don't know.
We don't know.
We're going with actual pig farm, we think.
And knowing that, having the address, the area is basically suburban residential rather than rural.
Right.
However,
okay,
at this period, that could mean they could have pigs.
They could be. They could be. And plus, you know, just wearing a suit and coming around, yeah, we don't want that. This is a stealth mission.
Okay.
I don't have sneak.
So, Faraday.
So, by the time we convene, it'll be like 3 a.m.
I thought I'd
oh,
have
God.
Sneak for that.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. Pot of coffee.
How great is it?
Okay.
And probably about half an hour's drive.
Oh, God.
Okay, so everyone will be asleep when we get there. That's great.
Yeah,
have a little nap in the car.
I'm driving.
No, we'll have a nap, so we're fresh. And then.
I gotta have this brand.
coffee. You need dark, strong coffee.
Yeah, why?
That's what you need. I need some more painkillers.
Okay, so residential.
Yeah, and when you get there, it's definitely standard 20s suburbia. Mm-hmm. You know, each house has its own plot with garden around it.
Mm. So it's not actually a pig farm.
Well, presumably not, unless there's something very strange in the back garden.
Or in the house.
What is it called? A pig farm?
So you got a
that thing was clearly not a bear, clearly not an ape, clearly not a dog.
It was
must
definitely not
a pig.
It wasn't a pig.
It's a pig.
It wasn't a pig.
It's not a shaved
it
bear.
A
it's just a pig.
It's not. Wasn't a pig. It had arms. Pigs don't have arms.
It was a dog.
Bears have arms. And it had
so
a twinkle in its eye as well.
Yeah, that makes it, that's a pig.
Is that a pig?
Yeah.
Huh.
Right, we got the address.
Pretty attractive in the right
lines. Yeah, so driving past, it looks basically it's a two-story house on its own plot, like the others next to it.
Shall we park up around the corner?
It's immediately obvious that it's not been kept up. It could really do with some paint. There are the beginning of a hole in the roof.
Oh.
And
go around the back.
It doesn't look abandoned exactly, but it's certainly not being maintained in any way.
Is there a storm cellar?
Not obviously.
No. Then the back door, is it open?
It's one of those suburb setups where you've basically got the gardens backing onto each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have fences or hedges.
Yeah, what I'm saying is to get to the back, you would have to go through the garden of some other house.
Yeah. Like they don't necessarily have hedges or fences at all. My friends in Rochester, I find it bizarre, they just wander through everybody's garden.
Yeah, we did. As kids, we went about through everybody's garden.
There are some streetlights, and let's see.
I mean, are the houses
as an adult, I would be really annoyed with it.
Yeah.
But people didn't care that we.
Think
of kids, get out of my yard.
The moon is
on. We weren't messing with
okay,
so I guess it's like. It might not even know.
Correct.
Unless you're just sitting out the back.
I'm just going to go down the garden path, guys, because
sure.
There's nobody else around.
That's fine, yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah, there's a paved area that leads up to a garage. There's no car out on the paved area. There might be one in the garage, you can't tell. Another thing before you debus is there is another car pulled up outside.
Is it a Lincoln by any chance?
No, it's quite a large and solid looking sort of car.
Yeah,
fairly new. I keep wanting vision rolls because that's what I'd ask for in GURPS.
Spotted?
Spotted,
I think it's basically spotted, isn't it?
Is there a
I made it.
Chauffeur?
95.
Yes.
No, I'm focused too much on the driver.
I made it.
I made it.
Okay, those of you who made it, yeah, there are two guys in the front seats, but they are slumped, possibly unconscious.
No,
in a sort of gone to sleep kind of way, or in a sort of
it might have been a bit more violent than that.
In a possibly unconscious, may recover sort of a way.
Okay, but that's it. Nothing.
We're not drained of like life fluid. Kind of
well, you, this is, I'm assuming you're driving
yeah,
cars
driving
to get a view
past,
of the
right
place.
Past, yeah.
You get a quick glimpse. I mean, it's quite dark.
Sure.
There are street lights,
of course,
but the light's not great.
Got it. Okay.
And I was just saying the moon is up.
The moon is
so
up.
That's
so we got a little bit of light. There's no street lamps on this street.
There are.
Yeah.
They're not super powerful.
Yeah, so we'll park down a few houses, and then we'll walk over to this car. I'm going to check out this person in the car here. I'm on aggro
mode. We're not
mode.
Going en masse, though, are we? There's no, we're not all going to walk over to the car.
No. I'll go up and take a look and see if this guy's...
We'll keep an eye on
okay,
the
okay.
With my timing gun.
Something inside that car has been leaking blood. Quite a lot of it.
Whoa.
As in the car...
And it could well be the guy in the... Yes. It could well be the guy in the passenger seat.
Okay, I'm going to peek at the passenger seat.
Right.
Yeah.
Using your flashlights?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, for many people, discovering a violent dead corpse would call for a sand roll, but, you know, you've kind of done that.
You're just thinking, amateurs.
Yeah.
They made such a mess.
Is the car windows all...?
The windows closed.
And not shattered. And so how did this guy... Which direction does he...
Does it look like...
It's not going far.
Does it look like he maybe got stabbed and then got in the car and then died?
It looks as if somebody jumped on him with a lot of knives.
In the car?
In the car.
Possibly. Not really obvious, by the way.
Well,
it's the same for the guy in the driver's seat.
Oh, okay. Because if they were killed there would be blood splattered all over the inside of the car, but if he was stabbed...
Yeah, there are some splashes on the windows,
okay.
Windscreen.
So then, yeah, they were killed in the car. Weird.
Windshield, I should say.
Windshield. I'm going to go around to the back of... Is it like a truck? Is it like a separate...
No, it's a large closed
in?
Car you can see in.
Okay.
There's nobody in the back.
Great. All right, so we've got some dead guys.
But
way too many dead guys.
It's hard to tell, quite possibly.
Could have been quick.
Oh, I can't wait
but
to...
If so, it was clearly pretty sudden, because if there'd been time for a big flight, then probably windows would have got broken just by flailing arms and things, and that hasn't happened.
Weird. All right.
Oh, yeah, I forget, we're not in the era of you go to smash the glass and discover that you can't, because it's...
we're going to move to the garage and do a little peeky in there.
Okay, so walking up that paved area. There's a smell around this place, rotting food.
Does it smell a bit
like
the basement?
Not particularly.
Or the coat? Smell like the coat?
No, not at all.
Okay, not like the coat. So
no, that was distinctly tanneries, and that was all over Little Hell.
Not like the basement in that house.
Not particularly.
Well, that was sewer, wasn't it?
Well, no, that thing had a nest down there.
And gnawed bones with a bit of meat on them.
Yeah.
It's a rancid meat kind of smell.
Yeah.
Is this a rancid meat kind of smell?
That's in there, but there's other stuff too.
Poo?
Rancid vegetables.
Oh,
so a much more balanced diet.
Pigs are omnivores, you know?
They are, it's true.
That's absolutely right.
But pigs have a very distinct smell. So the person who grew up in Lincolnshire near a pig farm. Do I smell pigs or is it?
But did
she grow up?
there is no strong distinctive smell that you can't place.
So, is there windows to the garage?
No, it's a lift up door, but you've got some of those little.
Yeah.
Sometimes
there's like lift up and then there's a door on the side, and sometimes they have windows. The door.
Yeah,
on the side.
It's part of the body of the house.
Oh, it's attached to the house.
But you've got windows in the garage door itself.
Oh, okay. And I'm going to put a flashlight in there. See what we got.
Is there a car in there?
No, there's a lot of general junk.
That's what garages are, aren't they? I'd be more suspicious of this car.
Is there a clockwork soldier?
My dad tied in his garage. When I went and visited, I thought they were
not
burning.
As far as you see. He roars, but it might be hiding.
Yeah, there is, strangely enough. It might be hiding, okay, good.
No, it's not so much mechanical or workshop type junk, it's just general piles of cardboard boxes.
Okay, so let's go in the... I'm going in the back. Now, things might get rough if you guys are comfortable with that. That's fine.
You're going first, right?
You have
a gun? You go.
I'm sure you've seen a few things.
Are you carrying the Thompson? Or the
yeah, you bet I am.
Okay.
I mean, because obviously this is a bad guy in here, so we're going to...
Yeah,
and bad.
It's a quiet neighborhood.
It is a quiet neighborhood, but
until you pull that trigger.
A friend of mine is was brought here probably not like he probably was
not
brought here against his, not voluntarily.
That's what I'm really not getting. He walked out to the car.
Yeah, I know.
With no apparent threat.
Yeah, I don't know.
No apparent coercion.
I don't know. But we're going to find out. And there's two dead guys out front, so...
Okay, now that's more of a hint.
So I think it's
going
to be okay. So back door, is it open?
Yes.
It's not... Well... It is now.
Okay. Going in quietly and trying to be sneaky.
Yeah, they've probably got a screen door. You can't get in quietly. Damn things.
Can of oil.
Ooh,
I'm
fairly sneaky.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anybody in the house, so maybe I shouldn't even roll.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes! Two!
Yes, all right, you've got us with you.
67.
Sorry.
Well, I'm moving
quickly. That's
right,
it's an anti-shock mount in there.
I'm moving quickly ahead of you guys, kind of scouting.
Okay, the first thing that's really obvious is the stench. This is a kitchen. It is. Yeah, there is food rotting.
Joe, have you got your camera?
I have.
Right. Okay. If you could possibly give us an alert before you set it off, so that we don't all go blind. just thinking tactically.
That's good. To be fair, at this point in time, I have my handgun in my hand, not my camera.
The camera's probably more effective, you know.
It's not abandoned. It looks as if it's been in use, but. Whoever it is just doesn't believe in washing up.
All right, great.
Yeah, but not a pig, otherwise you would clean all that off.
There's kind of people, there's weirdos. This is the guy, if this guy is the pig farm...
Yeah,
which means
they
get rid of
the weirdo farm, can they?
Well, if this guy's job is disposing of bodies for the mob, then he's probably a weirdo. So having rotten food in your kitchen, that's all right. That makes sense.
It's not all right.
Wearing other people's
faces. Well, it's not all right,
hands,
but it makes sense, yeah. They have hobbies, you know. They have to have the hobbies.
I mean, which of us really can't say we've never skinned somebody and worn their face?
I mean, come on. We're worldly people. We're worldly people. I keep moving through the house. I'm looking for anybody who's probably sleeping because it's the middle of the night.
Okay, so you're being pretty sneaky and you're. Shall we have some more sneaky rolls?
No, let's not.
Okay. What's it under?
You got 10%.
10% chance.
Oh, 5.
21. Yes. Damn it.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you got the heffalump over here, so.
Well, compared with the people next to you, you are indeed sneaky.
I am indeed. Very sneaky.
I sneak in, and then the screen door hits me on the ass.
It could work in our favor. Because they'll hear
like
you, not me, and then they go for you, and then I go, that's how it works. Rat them in the back.
Is that how it works?
But if you go in as a group, people can only see folks who failed their roles.
If it's a here, like you hear a creak,
okay.
And there's a creak over there, and I go, what's going on over there? But then that guy's over there, and I go, there, he comes up.
So if we're after somebody with supernatural hearing who happens to be blind, then we've got the advantage.
I think I just fell over the kitchen stool or something.
The floor creaks.
Quite possibly you slipped in something on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, but...
Probably don't want to take it.
Don't look. Don't look. Don't look.
All down the patio.
Wellies.
So I got changed. Boots. Trousers.
Okay, so you coming out of the kitchen into a hallway. There's room off to one side, stairs up, and a door under the stairs, which presumably might be a cupboard, might lead down.
Let's
can't say.
Just check that first before we walk past anyone.
Okay.
I'll stand to one side. Ready?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'll look under the stairs.
Pull it over.
Okay. Right, it's dark. There is a stairway down.
Okay.
There's no immediate sound. There is a bit of a smell from there too. It's more like that basement.
Right, let's close it. Is there any way to wedge it or lock it or stick a chair up against it?
There's a pretty thin bolt, which was bolted.
Yeah, let's.
But you don't think it would hold against a concerted shot?
I'll go and get a kitchen chair or something and wedge that.
Okay, can't guarantee. There's not really much to wedge it against, but
we'll probably hear somebody coming out at least.
Oh yeah,
And then we'll move on and come back and check that last time.
Might get that photo.
Could do. Which wall or ceiling are you aiming for this time?
Okay, what's your current pow?
My pow.
Oh dear.
Current pow.
Yeah.
Pow changes or magic points?
Well. Power can change, but basically, what is okay? So he's sitting on that.
Yep. I'm not very sane, unfortunately.
No.
Why don't we hang around?
Because he knows where to get a drink at 3 in the morning.
It's very persuasive. Very persuasive.
People like him.
Seen a lot of bad stuff.
He's fun at parties.
Yeah, you suddenly feel what a good idea it would be to, shoot these intruders. Who was sneaky around behind you?
Who is mother effer? Son of a gun!
What the?
So do I roll to hit?
There's
no resisting this, right? This is
you, that was your resisting.
Oh, okay, great.
Is there a surprise where we might notice this happening?
You can see him doing it. I mean, how well do you think you know him?
Well, if he's bringing up the Thompson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm presuming there is something behind us that he's about to shoot, so I think I would dive to one side.
Hit the deck.
Okay, but this will count as dodges. The automatic fire rules in this are, for somebody used to GURPS automatic fire, kind of strange.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay, well, first of all, you're at close range, so it's double skill.
That's what I'm
it's double skill?
Because you're within your dex.
Oh,
you're within your dex.
I'll load it.
Each bullet adds another 5%.
No, I terribly missed a 94%.
Well, I can top that because I 99'd on my dodge.
dodge
with a flake.
I was close to jamming my weapon. But
you jump in front of.
So he just
goes to one side and there's a wall there with it.
And the bullets just kind of riddle the ceiling above
you
guys. You
haven't fired this weapon before. Do you just carry it to intimidate people? That's got a kick. I had no idea.
Yeah, so I missed.
Wow.
94. Doubling my skill. Wait, doubling my
skill. Apparently I've knocked myself unconscious on a wall. I don't know.
Yeah, that's 80. That's 84. So I missed my 84.
Right.
Yeah. So I missed. Yeah, good job.
I'm impressed, actually.
Okay, so what's your...
He runs into a wall.
Well, I dodged with a 99.
Yeah, you are slightly concussed.
I dodged with a 26. I didn't. I failed.
You don't have to dodge.
Yeah,
well,
you don't have to. I don't have to make the dodge, but
I didn't
want it because he shot the ceiling.
I'm trying to get out of the way because he's obviously bringing the gun around on us.
Yeah, well, what is behind us? What is he shooting?
He's spread bullets in your general direction.
Matty, what are you doing?
I'm going to keep shooting.
Yeah, because he hasn't actually jammed the weapon.
Yeah.
Can I?
I'll probably hit this time, so...
Can I leap at him? Get out of the way?
Yeah.
Try and stop the gun?
Yeah. Definitely going into the next room.
Please do something, because I'm going to kill all
of
you.
I want to hit the gun with a blackjack.
Okay.
If you knock the gun unconscious?
19, so I hit it.
Mm. Okay, you don't really get to parry that, I think.
Mm.
And you're kind of concentrated on
I'm
firing
shooting,
anyway.
Yeah. I don't know, because now, the hit points of the gun is 7, if that means anything.
Yeah, what's your damage?
Is that its damage?
No, it's the hit points of the gun.
D8.
The damage is 1d...
Okay.
So if you would...
D4.
You can't break it in half with a blackjack, can you? That would be short only made.
Damage
if
it
hits in the right place. This is a private eye with a damage bonus.
Yeah, okay. She rolled 15.
No, I didn't. That's a decor, so that's 11.
7 is the hit points on it.
There is a sort of crunk noise.
What? Intruders, yeah. Why?
Waited this whole game to use this gun and
damaged it.
It's damaged.
What are you doing?
It might be just knocked out of alignment, but it's not going to be immediately usable.
He throws it down and he's charging, bare fisted.
What is wrong with you?
Shoot him in the head.
Intruder! You're intruders!
Shoot him in the head.
It's not your hand hitting them, hey, no? Oh, wrong dice.
Well, I gotta roll to try and punch you first, or grab you. Punch you.
No, grapple, that's always fun for the GM.
Whatever the system, the grappling rules are always in my
punching. He's punching. I miss again!
You mean fisting?
Yes, I'm fisting. I miss 85.
This is spectacular.
This is really working out for us, my failures.
You are now recovered from your...
Oh, well, he's going... Right, okay, so clearly he wasn't shooting at somebody. I'd better pile on and try and overpower him.
You don't have to parry, I missed.
25.
Are you trying to hit me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 25. Well, 25 is... fist is basic 50, so you
don't... No, well, I've got my blackjack.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. 6 points of damage.
Alright, I'm down to 5.
And I am actually going to try and grapple him.
What are you doing?
Which I realise is asking for trouble. 66 this time.
Would that be a no?
That would be very much a no, yeah.
The dice don't want to be used for the grappling rules.
Flail ineffectively around him.
Okay,
how about you?
Have I got smelling salts on me in that area? Oh, I think you're too early.
You could shoot the flash bullets. No,
possibly.
That might work.
Might be a vial of ammonia or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what they are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, having blown my head off with...
He's just yelling, intruders! Intruders!
Mr. Stealth roll. Well done.
I'm going to try and get smelling salts under him because I think he's gone slightly crazy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do they work on crazy people?
Yeah,
I've never used them.
Have you never used smelling salts?
Yes, I used to sell them. Incredibly, we used to have them at the chemists, and occasionally people would buy them, and we did smell them, and never again.
Yeah, I only ever did it once as well.
I think make a fist roll.
91.
It's not a fumble, but you're not getting anywhere near his nose. Yeah, you're feeling a sense of confusion rather than the driving urge to...
Okay, then I'll stop. If I'm feeling confused, then not necessarily that these guys are intruders, so he'll just stop doing what he's doing.
Oh, good. Does that give me a bonus on my grapple?
Matty, what...
Well, it means he won't parry it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying to wrestle into the floor.
Well, I'm not resisting.
62.
So you shouldn't have to.
Incredibly, I'm fighting myself.
It should be automatic. I'm not resisting.
Yeah, it's still a matter of getting a good hold and so on. I mean, what you're doing by not resisting is not parrying and so on.
Oh right, okay, sure.
I'm desperate. You're a big man. I can't get my arms around you.
He turns and then just goes up for the kiss. What? Wait a minute.
Was this just a little too long?
This is going on here. So yeah, he just like you guys were.
Are you all right?
No.
Has the booze finally kicked in?
No. I thought you guys were. I thought this was my house, and you guys were in my house, and you were bad guys, and I was trying to.
You're partly right on a few of those, but it's not your house.
My gun.
Sorry.
My gun.
You can
Let's
hear,
leave the gun where it is, shall we, for now?
You can hear from up the stairs somebody muttering in a mix of German and something else.
What's he saying?
Somebody's upstairs!
Because
I have no concept. My guy would have no concept.
Something about sapping the strength and wasting the body. It sounds quite formalised.
There's someone chanting or something upstairs.
Chanting what?
German.
Bless you.
Very good. Is it a curse?
Well, everything in German sounds like a curse.
Okay.
Jawohl.
Particularly love songs. They do sound very aggressive.
Right,
you got a gun?
Yeah.
Shoot the guy.
What guy? I can't see a guy. I can just hear this upstairs. I'm attempting to grapple the man who just tried to kill you.
He seems to be okay now.
I feel like
maybe it was the guy chanting upstairs that screwed his brain.
That makes perfect sense. Let's go upstairs.
No, doesn't. You don't speak German.
Do you speak German?
Yes.
He's an engineer.
That's how I know.
So what's
he
saying?
Well, let's see. Something about a pinky flower.
I'm
going to
go upstairs. I feel cross now. I'm angry.
Pete, do you
have
my head hurts? Are you fixing your gun first?
I have my pistol still.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go behind you, and I'm going to have my gun drawn.
All right.
So if this happens again, I won't be so lenient as I just have been.
You're probably even within your decks and feet.
No, we charge upstairs.
There has been a burst of gunfire, so
yeah.
Yeah,
so
there's no point being sneaky.
Yeah. I can't believe that.
Yeah, I can't believe my sneak roll either, and then you ruined it.
Well, I failed a double my skill.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
That's amazing.
Firing a gun and shouting intruders, that really does counter the sneak roll dramatically.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to follow the ticked madman upstairs. Gun drawn.
Right, yeah, what do we got?
Okay, at the top of the stairs is a pretty ragged-looking guy. The smell isn't any better here.
Is this Jan?
Could be.
Said he was a bit of a weird.
Does he have a name tag?
Hi, my name
Jan.
Is Crazy Jan. How can I help you today?
He's called Crazy Jan.
He is called Crazy Jan.
Makes sense.
And
all
he's going
sense.
To...
Accept him.
Let's see, he's going to spend that.
Shoot him. Shoot him, shoot him.
Mm-hmm. But first of all,
punch him. I'm punch
D&D.
Him, punch him.
I don't give a shit, just shoot him.
You got my dex. Don't we use dex order? Well, my dex is terrible.
You're
already firearm, so you're...
Oh, no, I want to punch him. I don't want to shoot him.
Really?
Yeah, I want to find out where my buddy is.
Anyway, he's...
shoot him in the belly. He'll take
doing something, your right leg suddenly feels very, very chilled and weak, but it passes.
Alright, he doesn't think anything of it. He's feeling weird anyway. He just wants to beat this man's ass.
Okay, let's have a... I suppose we ought to be in dex order.
Dex order, but if you're going to shoot him before
well,
I come
upstairs,
can't shoot him.
Aren't we just doing whatever order we're in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, okay, then
yeah, you can't really push past each other easily.
Then I'm going to just run up and
go
punch him in the face. Yes. 75.
You're so much better at that than I am.
Really?
I'm 75.
I've got 84 in punch. What have you got?
I'm not 50. I'm just randomly. I'm just a guy.
Okay. I mean, he's trying to be evade, but he's not doing a very good job. So go ahead and do damage.
Of course, my D4s are going to be at the bottom of my bag.
Do I have a normal sized one?
No.
No.
I should have 3.
Yeah.
Points.
This green ink is great. never seen the virtue of it before. This is great stuff. To ask Paul where he got it from. Right, so yeah, he's kind of hurt. Is anybody trying to shoot past into this fight?
Yes, I'm attempting to shove a pistol forward and shoot the guy in the stomach in the hope that it distracts him and causes him to die very slowly, so we have some questioning. I thought this through.
Yeah,
so, double your handgun skill.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I've only rolled 11, and my handgun skill, incredibly, is 50.
Yeah, so you would have 100 in your handgun skill.
So it's still not quite critical, but...
It's nearly.
You know, it's all right. So
but it is an impale, so...
It does a D8. So this will be 5.
It becomes 10 for an impale.
Oh, right. Plus what? Obviously.
Impale.
Cool.
Not to be confused with impala.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Either the car or the animal.
Yes.
Chevy Impale.
They didn't sound very well.
To call your voice, that
yeah.
Isn't it?
Now with improved steering column.
Oh, not good.
Right.
I like the car, but tell me again, what's the spike for?
To encourage you to drive safely. He looks at you in a wasn't expecting that sort of manner.
Bad madmen, they never do.
Starts to say something and then collapses.
Right.
First
interrogate
aid.
Him now.
I have first
shot him. We're trying to find.
I have first aid.
Cyril.
Can
okay.
I?
We're trying to find Cyril.
35,
yes,
which is half my first aid.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to find him if we're
okay,
dead.
Okay, I mean, he's not going to be healthy anytime soon, but he's not in immediate danger of dying.
There you go.
See?
It's a relatively small handgun. Probably isn't even a spinal injury.
Well, how are we going to wake him up with... it's not like anybody here has smelling salts.
If only...
pass the smelling salts forward.
Put them under his nose.
Too concerned to use them yourself, just in case something terrible happens.
To be fair, that's what I was doing at the time. I was sitting down at the bottom of the stairs.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to get up smelling salts.
This isn't the salt that just has full of cocaine, right?
Well,
smelling salts.
Now you come to mention it.
Yeah, they put cocaine in everything back then.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
What, Coca-Cola, right?
Children's rusks, cocaine.
Cocaine.
Product safety is just a communist
Spangles,
plot.
Cocaine. Turkish delight. You guessed it.
That's just wishful thinking, really, isn't it?
What, Turkish? I do like Turkish delight.
Although the cocaine in Turkish delight.
No, actually, I'm just more interested in the Turkish delight. The Turkish never had much of an appeal for me.
Except the sugar.
But a box of Turkish delight, I'd go for.
Okay, so you're working up. He's cursing at you in German,
right?
Not in a magically active manner.
He may be tied up with 20 feet of thin cord. You know, if it's on here, it's on here for a reason.
The blood's been stemmed.
Yeah, yeah. With a particularly clean rag we've picked up off the floor.
His house, his mess.
So yeah,
his microbiome.
Hey, ask him where Cyril is.
Where's Cyril?
Okay, I'll ask him in
German.
I'll ask him in German where Cyril is.
He continues to curse at you.
I'll curse.
Poke him in the stomach.
Ow!
Yeah, could we get
what
some
salt?
Could we get some cold salt or vinegar or something?
Swearing and bad things will happen to you and all this sort of thing. As opposed to mutter, ow.
I'm going to try and persuade him to be cooperative with me.
Okay.
I can translate.
Yeah. There you go.
Tell us, or
what's in German? What's that in German?
Oh, wow.
Good morning.
I know.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I failed.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't kill him.
No, I didn't. Yes, I did.
No, he's probably a bit distracted by the pain.
All right, so yeah, that's what he's doing. He's like, you know, pushing on his wound and stuff. And
okay, hold on. You know that we can save your life, or we could make it a very painful death. I'm thinking there are things here that might like a bite of you. Is that right?
Some muttering about inferior creatures.
Maybe we should go down under the stairs. Would you like to come with us?
He's bluffing it out, but you get the feeling he'd probably rather not.
Okay, I'll throw in a few. I've hung around German engineers for a start, so I'm bound to know a few choice, very technical expressions.
Left-handed thread.
Carburetor. Or filter. I'm going
to
take your...
No need to make a roll. You hear a burst of gunfire from outside.
Outside?
I head for the nearest window.
This is not helping the interrogation.
What can I say?
You have very little time before we're going to have to just finish you off.
There's a fair amount of bushes and shrubbery in the garden that clearly makes quite good cover. And there are people... the people with the guns are coming in, going from cover to cover and occasionally shooting. And it looks as if they're defenders of some sort, but you're not. You're. Let's see.
Did we miss them?
You're not able to spot the defenders.
So there's somebody defending the house.
Well, that's the impression you get. I mean, the gunfire is only going in one direction.
It's not at the house.
Yeah.
It's towards
the house.
Am I shooting the house? Is it the room specifically?
No. They're shooting at something in the grounds that's defending the house.
Okay, gotcha.
Shooting something in the house.
Though that's using the term defending quite loosely because that doesn't seem to be fire going out again.
No, right. No. Okay.
Okay, so...
But at least they're worried about it, whatever
it is.
Do they
look like cops?
What do they look like?
Cops wouldn't hide in the bushes.
Sharp suits and submachine guns.
Cops don't hide in the bushes.
They look like mobsters.
No, they're well-dressed. They're not cops.
Mobsters. Your guys?
Some cops can afford to be well-dressed.
Yeah, they're not the ones who have it.
They're technically monsters anyway.
Come on, where's Cyril? So there's some guys
coming
in.
Where's Cyril? I bet you this asshole doesn't know who Cyril is.
We described the man.
He was brought here two nights ago.
Do you think he was controlling your brain?
His will was weak like yours.
Oh, so you drove up outside the restaurant, tell him to come outside. Was that how it was? That's very clever.
What are you guys
talking about? Where is he?
What's he saying? Düsseldorf?
Yeah. Yo, filthy swine.
I don't know any other. I don't know German. Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ist ein Kartoffelkopf.
Mach einmal, bitte.
Parlez-vous français? I don't know. Close.
Eine Bette. Right. Is that how it was? You used your special talking to persuade him to go out and get in the car? Because he was weak-willed? A lesser creature?
Of course.
And then where did you take
idiots and thugs.
Yeah, yeah. My friend here, although he is clearly not understanding German, an idiot and a thug, is in a position of some authority over you at the moment. So perhaps to avoid, I don't know, him putting his hand inside your stomach and wiggling it about a bit, we could answer some of his questions. Like,
you can do nothing to me that I have not done to myself.
Well, that's disturbing. You clearly don't want to actually die horribly. Nobody does, really, when they're faced to it. And he's a very unimaginative man, except when it comes to pain. So, just answer the question. Where is this weak-willed Cyril? Because that's all he wants to know. You know, Cyril had a girl. He ran out without paying the bill. We're just trying to tie up his hands.
I suppose you'll find him in the basement.
In the basement? You see, was that difficult? He's in the basement.
All right, let's get down.
Okay,
let's get down there.
What, are we just leaving?
No, we're taking him with us.
No, I shouldn't
we
have
could,
had.
We could, I'll go. We could just gag.
Oh,
no, I'll just gag.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to be able to retrieve.
I mean, he's
cord.
Tied up. I'm not gonna
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why you don't shoot someone in the head?
I mean,
you shoot someone in the head when they're a threat.
Come on, let's go down.
I suppose it's a bit. Sorry. Well,
sorry about that. Sorry.
So, my friend here gets very upset.
I've just seen somebody shoot somebody in the head.
It's
yeah, I think for people other than him, a sign roll was appropriate.
I made my sign roll, but I'm still not happy about it.
87. I don't think I made my sign roll.
It's
only 0.7, apparently.
I'm fine. No, I very nearly made my sound roll, but missed it by 2.
It's probably a
D3. It's a
D3. A D3, you say?
If only you had a D3 you could roll instead of having
1.
I think I was looking the other way. Sat at the bottom of the stairs in the
Yeah, you hear gunfire. Yeah, it's probably best to be away from all that.
A sort of splotch noise.
What are you doing, man?
Why have you got a dice?
It came in the set with a D5.
They're probably not downstairs.
Not downstairs,
D5.
However, you are closest to when somebody's kicking in the front door.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Seven's
right.
A little bit like the five, but it's pentagonal.
There's guys coming in from outside.
Well, we've got to get down to the cellar. I mean, I'm sure he's dead. But
well, they're shooting, and I don't think they'll.
He may not be dead.
You might not be dead, yeah. They might have been tied up.
Okay.
They might have been doing messed up stuff to
I need
them,
coffee.
Yeah.
How far... I'm just trying to picture the layout of this house. They're shooting at the front.
Yeah.
Is the door to the stairs basically sort of in the hallway? Are we,
yes.
Are we risking
so basically, you are mostly at the top of the stairs. You're at the bottom of the stairs.
So
the bottom,
facing the door.
You're pretty much right next to this door that's about to be kicked in.
Could just open it.
And then if you wanted to get to the basement, you would then go along the hall and then through the doorway and down the stairs.
Okay. Get under the stairs. Get under the stairs.
And say, there you go.
There is a confused guy with a submachine gun outside.
Oh, snap.
Does he say anything?
Where's Jan?
Jan's gone, baby. Jan's gone.
Jan's gone.
Yeah, he left about half hour ago.
Well, not quite.
Funny story. tied himself up, and then he fell on a bullet.
Okay.
Right on his head.
Walked out, says, wiping blood on your hands and your face. Stop. Haven't seen him.
Poor guy.
Oh, now it's poor guy.
Poor guy.
Okay, they're basically going to push past you, and the first guy goes up the stairs, the second guy goes along into the ground floor.
Whoa, guys with guns going up the stairs, hello.
But do I recognize
Where's Jan?
Do I recognize this guy?
Jan, I found him like this, actually.
Do I recognize these guys?
They are definitely not part of your organization.
Oh, right, yeah.
They're very well dressed. Are they actually Mr. Capone's or?
Could be.
Yeah, he's going to.
So if they're not Moroni, they're going to be
no.
the other guys.
He's dead.
Good. Let's just make sure of that.
Right. I'd be pretty sure. I'm looking at the remains.
He's
of
pretty
head.
Sure. I'm
fairly
pretty sure.
Sure.
Come on, no, I'll take him up.
They're entirely happy to put a few more bullets in just to be on the safe side.
Okay. Well, you really got it in for this guy, huh?
Yeah, he annoyed a guy you don't annoy.
Understandable. Listen, we've got no beef with you, but he also kidnapped somebody, and we think they might be downstairs, so we need to try and save them.
Yeah, I don't care, whatever.
All
right. Cool. Tell the boss it's done.
I'll go down to the cellar first.
There's a shriek from outside as of somebody who thought he was quite macho discovering he's not quite as macho as he thought he was.
Uh-huh.
And may need possibly a change of
Yes.
Trousers.
What's happening out there?
Somebody's just been very badly hurt.
What's happening to your guys?
Ignores you and runs downstairs.
Nah, it's one of his guys.
The cellar.
Yeah, actually, they do seem very well equipped to deal with whatever
is you know what? It's not
my
problem.
What is outside, though? Because it obviously didn't hurt us.
Well...
Or it should have later.
It was here in time for the dead guys in the car.
Cellar.
Yeah, cellar.
Cellar.
Lanterns on and...
we're going to wrap this up.
Maybe it was around the front and we came in around the back.
You do temporarily have the house to yourselves.
Okay.
Go down the cellar.
Yeah.
Can we shut the door?
Well, it's been kind of. You can push it too, but it's actually no. You opened it before they kicked it, so yeah.
I've got a chair. I can put. I'm moving it from the cellar, so I'll put the chair under the door.
Yeah, that'll slow somebody down by at least 3 seconds.
Absolutely, won't surprise them.
Well, they make more noise coming in, so at least we'll hear them coming.
But we know they're going to be coming back in. Probably.
Yeah,
trying to
I don't think that's my point.
Because they'll be running from whatever's trying to kill them. They think they're going to get through the door, and then suddenly, oh, I can't get in, and then they get killed. So that's a big help from our point of view, I think.
In the cellar. Going in the cellar.
There's a light switch.
All right, turn it on.
Okay, the cellar is basically one big room. Stairs leading down one wall of it. About a third of it is partitioned off with bars that look as if they've been cemented into the floor.
Well, that isn't good at all.
Behind which is...
Cyril, alive and well.
Hairless dog bear.
He's never looked better.
A heavily veiled woman sitting at a desk.
What?
Looking through a book.
She's in a cell, you said?
Yes.
What? 4 a.m. in the morning?
Yes.
What? Looking through a book?
Mm-hmm. In the dark?
Oh, that's the bit you find weird.
Wait, she was in the dark?
She's looking through a book at this hour.
You can go back. You can edit that.
Yeah, she picked it up, but she's put it down when she sees it's you guys.
Hey, lady.
Also in here are various pokey things on long sticks.
Yeah,
improvised spears.
And these are on the other side of the cage.
On the outside where you are.
So they've been poking an
electric cattle prod.
Either to poke her or to go to someone else into the...
Hey, lady.
There is also some, what we can really only call charnel on the floor inside
veiled.
The cage.
Lady.
Well, she's veiled. She's either a widow...
Hey, ma'am.
Or something worse.
Ma'am.
She looks around.
Ma'am, we're looking for this guy, Cyril. Cyril, have you seen him? He's, I described the way Cyril looked.
Or looked.
I'm having a look around.
You won't find him. It's a very, very rough voice.
Oh. Is he dead?
She's a little mannish.
Yes.
Okay. As long as I know, you saw him get the pig, the bear ate him?
Yes.
Okay, well...
Wait, why are you... Do you want out?
That would be kind.
Yeah, no problem.
Whoa, to who? Whoa.
What?
You've just been going through some sort of mind control. How do we know what you're not still under
control? There's a key hanging on the hook on the wall.
Hey, look, crazy-ass German butthole up there has her in a cage.
He wasn't German. He was just speaking some German.
How does that change the argument?
Yeah, he was
well,
German.
Well, clearly you're not thinking straight.
Am I not? Look, there's some lady in a cage. You can't put a broad in a cage like that.
The enemy of my enemy is
what
my friend. Come on.
Why would you put her in a cage? Yeah, with all the bits of dead people.
Because the guy's some kind of
pervert,
some pervert stuff to her. Like, come on,
The veil?
He was already dead when he got here.
Right.
Look.
Then
so
what
I'm going to grab the key. What's the problem?
I don't know. Maybe I've just seen you shoot the guy in the head and shoot us and act a little weird.
Look, sorry about that.
I don't think I'm thinking this through.
I am thinking this through. There's a lady in a cage. Some pervert has probably been doing messed up stuff to her.
I think she's a guy. She's got a really gravelly voice.
Does she seem to have a feminine figure, or does she look like a guy in drag?
Hugely curvaceous, but...
Give us a wiggle or something?
You can kind of tell.
You can kind of tell. I've made that mistake once.
Every week for a year.
Those kind of mistakes can, open up your mind in a certain way that you never really kind of thought about before. Hypothetically.
Maybe. Yeah, I presume you're just talking about eating human flesh.
Yeah. What else would I be talking about? No, come on, let me just let her out.
Why are you locked in a cage?
Yeah, why does he have you locked in a cage?
Because Mr. Lichnowsky thought I might be useful to him.
What way?
He's doing messed up sex stuff to her. Jesus Christ.
In what way did he think you would be interested in the nature of my kind.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sorry, the nature of your...
Kind.
Kind.
Kind, there you go.
Nature of your... What kind is that?
The scavengers. The cleaners.
See, she's a cleaner.
Yeah, so
would you mind lifting your veil?
No. I mean, obviously, a mob.
Are you quite sure?
Cleaner?
It seemed to concern Mr. Lichnowsky. That's why he wanted me to wear it.
Why? Let her out. What's the problem?
You got a crazy guy who could control people's minds.
What?
And yet he felt she was so dangerous she had to be in a cage.
Veiled.
With me there?
With a veil on.
He made you
was
shoot
he
at
scared
it, yes?
to look upon
yeah,
your
he
face?
Did,
yeah, well, yeah, let's not just brush it away like
no,
oh, yeah, okay.
I think so.
Why are you justifying putting this woman in a cage?
I'm not.
He's a bad guy.
Keeping this woman
he's a bad guy.
But
did you come down to the cellar as well?
I'm in the back, yeah.
Okay, you can hear from above the front door splintering.
That's one of two things coming in.
Do you
know
what's
about?
Outside?
Judging by the sounds, I think it might be my friends.
Have they come to help you?
I do hope so.
In that case, you promise not to hurt us if we let you out.
I have no argument with you.
Okay.
That wasn't a yes.
You know what? I'm going to unlock it because this guy's out of his mind. So I unlock it. Excuse me, ma'am. Are you okay? Do you need to ride anywhere?
Hey, this is my freaking car. Very generous with
her friends,
my car.
Her friends have come to rescue her, so if we let her go...
They can go on a murder spree and kill more people.
They're scavengers. We don't
just murdered at least five people.
They were trying to...
I'm sorry that you got hooked up in this.
She takes a few steps. I mean, there wasn't really room to move around in the cage side of the room.
If she looks like she's hurt,
straightening up
to help her, if she
and then
unfurling her wings,
leaps over to the bottom of the stairs.
Whoa, she's a sprightly one,
and starts to run up them.
Goodbye. You're welcome.
What the hell?
Yeah. So this defenseless lady you just liberated.
There's a general rotting meat smell down here. Not particularly attached to her.
I'm starting to think that that wasn't a bear.
a little bit stronger around her. There was definitely something a bit odd about the way she was moving.
But she has no argument with us, so she wasn't going to attack us.
So she has now run up the stairs.
All right.
We should leave.
Maybe give it just 5 minutes and then we'll...
Also in that caged area there are definite gnawed human bones.
Okay. Are there remains of clothes and things?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, get a long stick. And can we find Cyril's wallet, maybe?
I've spotted him.
It's enough to go, look, he was killed, they gave him to the bear.
No,
the bear
she's just after the money.
A lot! It's only for Dolly.
No, he's dead. He got eaten by a
well,
bear.
Well, we didn't find Cyril, and we don't know what happened some to him, but
German,
we did find his blood-soaked wallet.
Here you go. Cyril's dead, some German guy fed him to a bear, stories done, book closed.
Well, that checks out.
Let's get out of here.
What was the book she was reading?
Doesn't seem to be there.
I don't know.
What was the book she was reading?
It's in French.
Damn, foiled.
Was it a picture?
Yeah, Sandwell, please.
I might pick it up and take it with us anyway.
Yeah, faintly disturbing pictures.
Disturbing pictures.
We'll take it with us anyway.
Take a little money out of that. I don't know, a guy likes those kind of pictures.
Is there anything else down here?
Doesn't seem to be, no. I mean, unless you're interested in pointy things.
What's it called?
The front door is no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, guys, pay attention.
But there's nobody here.
There's nobody here. They've gone.
Let's get out of here. Let's run down the street and get the hell out.
Do we know to find out more about this crazy yam?
Yeah.
A bit warmer than the house.
Yeah.
We'll
have a quick look around the house.
What else do we need to know?
I don't know.
Really?
What he was doing, he was a weird...
If Crazy Yam is merely a part of the puzzle, then who's controlling the Crazy Yam?
Yeah, but... Well, maybe nobody. Maybe somebody just thought that he was a convenient way of disposing of bodies.
Yeah, but who's got...
And I hate to point this out to you, we're playing a one-shot here. This isn't a campaign, so I feel like we've reached the end of the story.
I'm not so sure, but yeah, we might have done. But we go
You've
through the rest of the house.
Clearly never played a one-shot with what's more. 18 months from
our... Oh, no!
Yeah, a one-shot of all flesh must be... And I don't think any flesh actually got eaten at all.
There was Sweary Carl.
That was Sweary Carl, that's a good point, yeah.
Have a look round upstairs.
Okay.
Stuff. I mean, because, you know.
Are you hoping he's left a signed confession? Are you telling everyone?
No, I'm hoping he's left some money and stuff like that.
Told
so
you.
That we can
Told
give Dolly.
In much the same way he didn't believe in washing up, he doesn't appear to have believed in laundry.
Okay.
Oh, so there's no underwear drawer to hide.
I'm
going to
just
kind
of keep my eye out for police and just say we gotta go.
Yeah, I don't want anyone getting the number.
The police are going
to
show up.
If you look at there are a couple more cars outside than there were, and there doesn't seem to be anybody in them.
No, they were the guys who arrived to kill him. So
yeah, where have they gone if they've not taken the car with them?
Well, they got killed.
Well, I think they've all been murdered.
I think they've all been murderated. So anyway, Karen.
Basically, mostly around the bed. There are quite a bit of paper, handwritten notes, and diagrams, definitely of an occult sort of nature.
Do they include the sun at all? Or something just awesome?
The position of the sun is apparently quite important.
I'm not in the same position as the Earth.
We pick up all the paperwork.
Yeah.
And the writing is fairly hard to read and a mix of German and Latin.
Sorry.
Can help you on half of them.
Yeah.
Possibly a bit of Latin. Probably.
We take the paperwork. Anything else?
Possibly some of these oddly coloured powders might be expensive or valuable in some way, but they don't look immediately familiar.
I don't know.
Dabbling in things best left alone.
Or at least a registered chemical engineer.
Well, I mean, it stinks. Everything in here. You're not bringing this stuff in my car.
We just burn the place down.
That is the traditional ending.
Yeah. Burn the place down as we go.
Well, is this suburbs? Is that really a good idea? Mind you, nobody seems to come out to where all the shooting was.
It's not close to suburbs, is it?
That's good,
yeah. Anything that looks like it might be valuable that we could either sell or,
Maybe it's the right person.
There's not...
There's a bunch of spare cars, after all.
Yeah.
And no anti-siphoning measures.
That's true. We'd take the number plates off and get a car.
No, I think you'd mean you could just get the petrol out.
I was just thinking we could take some cars and sell them.
Yeah.
Take the number plates off.
If you wanted to. It's always a cash. If you wanted to do that, but... Okay, let's just check where we are here. We've hit a dead end on the sunspots thing.
We haven't, because we've got some nuclear occult diagrams with the sun.
Really? Yeah, but I mean, lots of things have the sun. It doesn't necessarily connect directly to the sunspots, does it?
No.
Okay. We've found what happened to Cyril. We've eliminated a really nasty guy. I mean, it's mainly a win, isn't it?
And we've let someone go who has a really gruff voice.
Yeah, that was
Boy,
a
can she
was,
jump?
That was a mistake.
No, I think it was a good thing.
Just put over you there, I think.
Sorry. I think it was a good thing that we let her go.
Really?
Yeah, okay, I just think we should have got a name before we let her go.
What? Would it come in useful?
You never know.
Your memoirs. The thing is, the sun's going to be coming up soon. I'm going to be falling asleep
you
at
hope.
The wheel.
We hope.
Well, one way or another. Okay. I don't see how this isn't anything but wrapped up, you know? You've just got to let Dilly know. Dolly. about Cyril.
Okay. Yeah, maybe in the morning after breakfast.
Yeah, not now.
But Yam was under Joseph. Joseph, was it?
Jersey.
Carl Jersey.
He
worked for Carl.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Carl Jersey can't believe it.
Yeah. So what's Carl up to then?
He's a
bobster.
He doesn't have to be up to anything weird and occulty and mind powers, does he? He just hired a guy who was. So you don't get your own hands dirty or brain exploding.
I take it Crazy Anne didn't keep a notebook, a diary or anything.
Well, possibly among the handwritten notes.
Oh, okay. Right, I think we leave.
What you'll find out in the morning is, at least it's not exactly in the papers, but rumour is quite effective. Capone's guys made a major attack on the Silesians. Carl Jersey is missing. A lot of the others are dead.
Counterattack. Well... Get him before they get him. Yeah, all right.
Rimmensberger is one of the dead.
Oh, poor Alfred.
What a shame. You haven't got to speak to Mordy about it?
Nope.
She'll find out when the supply of cheap jewellery dries up.
Please, what sort of girl do you think she is? Expensive jewellery.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap jewellery. Okay.
Do you know anyone who might be interested in these papers and powders and stuff?
You might well have some contacts here.
Maybe
with
that
the
astronomer guy.
I was about to say it might be worth me going up and seeing if this astronomer guy can make any sense of it. Since I was going up to pick
but
up
the
papers.
If Capone's wrapped up to mob side, then I mean, you're obviously going to be a little busier.
Yeah, I've got some things to do.
People to see, have
people
words
to
with.
See, well, you know, things.
Until the sun explodes, I just don't see that we've got anything else to do. And that can happen at any time.
Now or in a million years, apparently.
Yeah, I got this.
So why worry?
I got this piece I've been working on. What do you think?
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
Very good.
Mother and child.
It's a bit green.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is green, but that's what I'm going for. Yeah. Voice.
Can I kickstart this one?
Boy, yeah. Probably. I can extrapolate that into a 200-page comic book.
No, board games are where it's at.
Yeah, there's a lot of money to be made in role-playing games.
Yeah.
That's where people get rich.
Card games with kittens.
Card games with kittens.
And bombs.
Yeah, one of the things you'll see when all this looks translated is... Basically, he's trying to. It's not entirely clear.
Surprising.
But the thought seems to be the eating of the dead encourages the sun to eat the dead earth.
Oh, jeez.
Which, yeah, okay, yeah. It's not dead yet. But.
Well, we're all dying, really.
Ultimately, that's just
talk about,
isn't it? But it's not actually.
It's just a matter of time.
So, where the first place that we found the joint?
Yeah, the distillery.
That was the
smaller group of mobsters that were working with.
That was the Silesians, so that was Carl's lot as well.
So Silesians have got these creatures.
Bears.
Yeah.
That seems to live in the sewers?
Guess so.
It might just escape through the
and
sewers.
And eat dead bodies?
Yeah, carrion, you know.
Well, they're scavengers, apparently, according
to
the
that
woman.
Lady, who was very
lady.
Strong. That lady was very strong. Obviously, she has a pet bear.
She has a pet bear.
She has
he
a pet bear.
Came to rescue her.
That's exactly it, yeah. They're very loyal.
Yeah, they
and
are.
And if you try
they
to tell me otherwise,
for
I'll
it.
Shoot you.
Yeah, and you've repaired your gun now.
I have my pistols though.
Yeah, surely you don't just have the one gun. Obviously.
No.
Is it worth going back to that first place?
Really? No.
Why,
as a journalist, yes. For you, yes.
But really, why
look for trouble? Without a doubt.
I'm a reputable engineer.
But for the rest of us, no.
What else is there though? It was just a small operation.
The entrance to the sewers, which they were obviously...
You know what you find in sewers.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that kind
dog
of journalist.
People.
You'll find the bear and the lady, and they'll probably be angry that you're in their sewer home, and they'll kill you.
Yeah.
It's best to leave these things.
I mean, really.
Leave them.
You've got a crazy guy, dead, who had an absolutely mad theory, insane... You've got some distiller mobsters who are dead, who've been killed off by other mobsters, who may themselves possibly have then been killed off by, as far as we know, homicidal maniac
dog bear
bears.
Things.
I'd say that's wrapped up.
It's done.
We know what happened to Cyril.
But,
that's
but
what
the sunspots do seem to be receding again.
This is
coincidental, of course.
The answer, or the question, I guess, really, is... Do you really want to know more?
Yeah.
And I think...
Or do you,
I think, Maddie does not want to know anymore. I think he wants to just go back to drinking his drink in the...
pots of tea.
Little pots of tea. Tea.
Mm. And hey, I hear the dolly's available. And in need of sympathy.
And there's more tea.
Oh yeah,
right.
I can't afford it.
You
she would never in a working guy like me. She wouldn't be interested. I'll just stay classy and quiet and romantic and sip my drink and stuff the occasional pill in the panties. You know, just
what?
Just like a regular guy.
Is she that kind of nancy?
I didn't think so. Okay.
No, that takes the advanced civilization of the later 20th century.
Or Berlin, one or the other.
Well, yeah.
I'd say we're wrapped up.
We're out. There's nothing more.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Cool.
I did wonder if Mr. Elvey was a bit of a red herring or something.
Well, there's a collection, but that is an actual genuine press release of the era, so...
Classic.
Right. And you actually did this faster than my test group, who usually rush through these things.
Oh, really?
Okay, so, well, it's not Walton Hall then, is it? Because, my God, they'd have taken 5 weeks.
No, if we get sometime when you can't make it, I might run it for the other guys.
Right. Yeah, I think possibly that... You were a bit more action oriented, whereas we would normally be more Little Orphan Annie. You were more Annie Oakley.
Yeah.
I think that makes a difference to how these
things
go.
Well, I think the character, he's a mobster, so it's like everything to a hammer seems like a nail. So,
yeah, there is a supplement called Fate, which is where it's all sort of the world. Something's happened to the world, and it's all become like sort of film noir type of stuff.
Yeah,
and there's this character called Frankenstein's mobster.
Oh,
it's very strange.
So, what is it? Did he make the mobster?
He is basically this kind of stitched-up corpse
mobster.
Gotcha.
Thank you for that, Roger.
Thank you, Roger.